Now, it's Heidi and Frank. Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Well, how about that new Motel 6 commercial, man?
Grandpa Bobo.
Call me Mima.
Call me Giga. Giga.
So nice you had to hear it twice. Yeah, it's Heidi and Frank show here on Monday. What day is it today? It's July 26th.
That's right.
My God. Where's the summer gone?
I'm ready for fall. It's fine.
Really?
It's too damn hot.
It's going to be hot all week.
I just feel bad. I feel
another heat dome over the entire country this time, this week.
You have to walk your dogs at 3 in the morning or 10:30 at night.
Right.
So obviously mine aren't getting walked.
But you walk your dogs in a stroller anyway, so technically they were never walked. You just walked them.
I walked them.
You pushed them around town.
So they can see the sights.
So they can get their sniffs on. Yeah, show all brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my wife ran into something in my Tacoma.
Why? What do you mean you think?
Because she goes, hey, how'd this happen?
Oh.
I'm like, oh. I know how that works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did that when we were teenagers. Like, oh, Mom, did you hit something on your car? What?
Yeah, you must have hit something, Mom.
Yeah, Mom. Certainly wasn't me. I mean, I don't drive your car, yeah, right?
The left quarter panel on the bed had some yellow paint. Like, looked like maybe it was a pole, you know. Like,
oh,
the yellow
like a gas
paint
station
pole
or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who did that. I didn't drive it. I'm like, yeah, you did. I haven't driven it since you stole it from me two months ago.
Well, the great thing about that is you also have a son. So they can go, Mom, no, because Kale took it.
I don't think he did, though. I don't think he drove it at all. It's been all her. No one's ever driven it. I drove the Tacoma to pick up my sister from the airport at Burbank.
Oh, your sister's in town?
Yeah, so I drove the Tacoma so I could throw their luggage in the back and everybody sit up front in the cab.
Sure.
Nice, spacious. But I didn't hit a pole. I know that for a fact. And then the next day.
Do you think the yellow paint was on it?
Probably. I didn't.
You just didn't pay attention.
Didn't really dent. I mean, there's really no damage. Okay? It took paint off a pole. Somebody just skimmed. Cut too close. Skimmed. And I know it was her.
All right. Let's blame her. How are you going to make her pay for this?
Yeah, I saw where a teenage girl, it might have been Illinois, she swerved to miss a squirrel and ran her car into Lincoln's birth home.
Wow, that does seem like overkill.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I was always taught never swerve. You know, they're like, swerving is more dangerous for you and the people in your car, or people also driving, or people walking, or cycling.
That's right.
Anything runs out.
Just
hit it. I mean, the squirrel was taking its, you know, its assessment of its own risk and decided to dart out there last minute. You don't swerve, you nail squirrel.
That's how I
you
hit a rabbit.
You nail deer, you nail rabbit.
A bunny rabbit that a couple of months ago on my way to work because that same thing. Had I swerved where I was, because I was in the right lane, cars parked all along there on Havenhurst and Encino, that bunny ran. Had I swerved, I would have crashed into those cars.
Absolutely.
So I just went, this is what I did. Thumper.
You thumpered
it? I just went, no.
Did you stop and make sure it was dead?
It was very dark out.
So it could have been just squished.
No, but I called.
Like its legs are squished into the pavement.
I texted.
I can't move around. It's like, oh no.
I texted my wife and I said, when you wake up, could you go drive to Havenhurst and just tell me in front of that one house? And so she texted back and she said, he's dead.
Oh, it was a male. She actually got that close.
She got close. He was out looking for food for the wife and new.
Turns out you ran over his balls, Heidi. His balls were totally squished on the pavement. He's dead.
Oh, I felt horrible. But yeah, had I swerved, I would have run into cars. I mean, I would have. So I remember that too. Although it's hard to do, hard not to swerve. Yeah. It's your instinct. You
know, instant reaction to do something. But yeah, she ran to Lincoln's house.
Oh, my God.
I mean, in through the living room, whatever. Like,
this if she is was like driving one of the oldest a Lincoln, homes in this Illinois. Is crazy.
Is she driving a Lincoln? No.
Oh, like a navigator, aviator or something. Car enamel. Yeah. That'd have been something else.
She was driving the General Lee.
Is she going to make
it? South rises again. Go right through Lincoln's house. Is she going to make it? No.
Oh, God. Talk about embarrassing.
They may ever swerve and have a worse accident than what they could have had. I mean, I did on a bicycle once. Had my friend Brad on the back. I was riding the bicycle. We were probably, what, 8, 9? And so he was sitting on the seat, and I was standing up, you know. Because in Indiana, everything's
bike.
A long way away. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's true.
Brad didn't have a bike. We were riding to, like, Brent's house or something. So I'm like, all right, you hop on the back, and I'll just stand up and pedal the whole way. Back when that seemed like a good idea for me.
Where your ass is like, in his face for half an hour.
Yeah, he's just holding on to the belt loops, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I swerved, but I saw a pencil in the road.
A pencil?
And I was like, whoa! I tried to swerve around the pencil. Like, oh no, pencil! I didn't know if that would pop my tire or something, but I swerved. And then I got in the uncontrollable recorrection. So I was like, swerve, 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 swerve. We're going back and forth crazy, and then
poor
both
Bill.
Of us wipe out. And Brad busted his chin open. His blood pouring out of his face. We had to go to this house that was close by. We're like, see, when you're hurt as a kid, you just go up to any home.
That is true.
Could be Buffalo Bill's home. Like, her breath's bleeding.
Is he like,
you go get on in here and I'll put the stitches on the skin.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
It gets the Neosporin again.
Yeah. Didn't matter.
Say, mister, what's with all these butterflies and moths and stuff?
I think you need to call an exterminator. You got a lot of moths in here. Just the trust that we had. If a kid was bleeding, it's like, it didn't matter.
No, that's so
true. Just go knock on a door. Help, adult. It's your responsibility now. We have kids bleeding out here.
Yep.
That person has to take on the full responsibility.
Like, what is your name?
Just put some ice on it.
What's your number? What's your telephone number? I got to call your mommy.
You know, where do you live, kid? Close by? Call your mom.
Could you imagine that now in Los Angeles in 2021, you just look, your doorbell rings, you look out there, and there's
bleeding
just,
child.
He's a kid like this. I'd be like, he's a setup. There's some robbery crew that's going to be like, you go up there, she'll let you in, we're going to be right behind you, and then we're going to bust it. I'd be like,
All you need is a bleeding 8-year-old, and you can rob any home you want.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to call somebody for you, okay? I'm not opening the door. Sorry.
Nope.
No. Not happening. I'll help in other ways.
That's how I got my swerve on, my swerve story. Do you have your swerve story? 818-955-2955. What'd you swerve and then end up hitting? You swerve to miss, you end up hitting something else. You end up bleeding. What happened? 818-955-2955. All right, as we wait for your calls, let's hop on the treadmill, find out what's happening on the planet over the weekend. You got, the Olympics we're on.
How are we doing?
Right now, medal count, got USA in second total medal count.
Who's ahead of us?
China.
Yeah,
we got 10 medals, 4 gold, 2 silvers, 4 bronze. China has 6 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze. So they got 11, we got 10. Then Russia's got 7, 1 gold, 4 silver, 2 bronze. But technically, Russia's banned for state-sponsored doping. Yeah. So the Russian athletes have to compete under the name ROC, or Russian Olympic Committee. So Russia was banned from representing itself, but their athletes are still there as the...
Wait, but if I'm an athlete who hasn't been doping, why am I? I didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
So that's weird.
Asterisks by Russia.
Huh.
They just don't give a damn, do they?
Apparently not. Rules. We don't follow rules. Okay. We are Russia.
We cheat. We hack. We cheat.
We do what we want to do because Putin tell us.
You were saying cheat.
I said cheat.
Did you got to cheat?
We cheat all the time. We cheat and then we hack, and you cheat, you and hack.
Cheat. Yeah, we cheat.
We can hack, we cheat.
Even Putin cheat on his wife.
Oh,
you know?
My God, I cheat on everything. Yeah. I cheat on tests, I cheat on...
My diet, I cheat on my diet. Yeah. Yes, I cheat every day. I cheat
at cards, I I cheat Monopoly. The cheetahs. We are all cheetahs.
We are cheetahs.
Fastest animal in the world, by the way, cheetahs. We love cheetahs, too. We love cheetahs and cheating.
I love cheetahs as well. Hard to get in Russia.
Russia, orange fingers, they call us. Orange finger people. The cheetahs.
C-H-E-A-T.
Yeah, the Jordan. Cheetah.
Yes.
Yep, the 2020 Olympics got in full swing in Tokyo over the weekend with swimmer Chase Callis. He's got an S and a Z at the end of his name.
An S and a Z.
K-A-L-I-S-Z. Callis.
One of those is probably silent.
Yep, don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
He got our first gold for the U.S. after winning the 400-meter individual medley. The U.S. swim team added 5 more medals, 2 silver, 3 bronze on day 2. A strong performance in the program's first Olympics without old Michael Phelps. He's up in the commentator booth.
He's old now. He's what, late 30s?
Yep, too old for the Olympics. The wins in the pool compensated for an otherwise slow start by the U.S., who did not medal on day 1 of the Summer Games for the first time since 1972.
Oh, wow.
Come on, people.
Hmm.
Says the punctuating the weekend was a loss by the men's basketball team to France.
Oh no.
Come on.
That's embarrassing.
Kidding me?
Come on.
First Olympic defeat since 2004 for the U.S. basketball team. Embarrassing.
Who'd we send? Like, what's the biggest name we sent over there?
Who's
representing? That I would know, maybe.
It's Durant.
Come on. Kevin?
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
He's the biggest name. Lillard. Think he's another one up there.
We sent Matthew Lillard. That's why we're losing.
Yep. Uh-huh.
He's shaggy. He's not playing basketball. That was our first mistake.
That's why we're losing. He's our point guard.
He's Goob. Rubble Raggy. We're Rudy. Barry. China.
Yeah. I was in Scream.
In
Scream 2. let's see. The women's soccer team bounced back from that loss against Sweden.
Atta girl.
Pounding New Zealand 6-1. That's considered a pounding in soccer, 6-1.
Yeah. In football, you'd be bored. Isn't that funny? You'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Baseball, even, maybe.
Yeah.
And likely clinching a place in the quarterfinals.
All right.
Now, 18-year-old Anastasia Zolotek, doesn't sound like she plays for us, but she does. She won the gold in the first women's, or ever, gold in Taekwondo.
Mm.
18 years old.
There you go, Eric.
Where did I see that, too? I saw another story about, like, some woman.
How do you score in Taekwondo? Like, what?
Isn't it like fencing?
Or is
it
I don't know.
If I get a good strike on you, it's like, point! Okay, like you watched Karate Kid. It's like I punched you and you're like, oh, point this guy.
But you're touching. You are touching.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But where you hit also matters. So if you get a head strike, then that's worth more points than a body.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good for her.
I was really good as a kid. Really good.
He should have gone to the Olympics.
I think because I was so small, they, like, felt bad to hit me, and I'd be like, come on, hit me.
Right, you were scrappy.
Yeah, so I'd just move around, and then I'd hit them in the back of the head every time.
That's legal? A legal hit?
So they didn't want to hit you because you were small, then you'd hit, and that made you good?
Yeah, exactly. I'd give them my puppy dog eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't hit me, and then you'd run around and hit him in the back of the head, sucker punch him. That's great. That's awesome.
And he's a black belt.
Hey, 2 points.
2 points.
2 points is 2 points is 2 points.
Yeah, true.
Oh, we got Cindy who wants to call us. She's getting back on that teen driver who swerved to miss a squirrel, crashes into Lincoln's historic family home. What'd you swerve and then end up hitting? Hello, Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
So you swerved to miss what?
That dog ran right in front of me, and I swerved, and I hit 3 parked cars. And I'm still paying today, and it's been 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. What are you paying for?
Yeah, I have to pay payments every month because I missed my insurance payment.
Oh.
I was like 4 weeks late.
Oh, my mother died. No.
Don't you wish you just ran over that dog?
Yeah, all these people, they're suing me, and I got to pay $100 a month for each car.
My God, that sucks, Sandy.
So,
But the dog's okay, right? The dog's okay.
Oh, the dog's
yeah,
fine.
Oh, yeah, the dog lived. Yeah, I didn't touch the dog, but I'm never going to hit an animal. I can't.
No, I'd hit every animal I'd ever see after that if I had to pay $100 for police car. I'd be swearing to hit animals.
I'd rather hit a car. No.
Thank you, Sandy, you're a sweetheart. Oh, I just hung up on her.
That's fine.
She was the only call.
I'd have done the same thing, I'm sure.
No, I know, because it's a dog, but I don't care what it is. Do not swerve. Hit it.
That's what happened when I had that do not swerve. Because, you know, when you get your license, all that stuff that they tell you is still fresh in your head. Stuff that your dad tells you, stuff that your driving instructor tells you. And that's when I hit that big giant deer when I was driving. The guy was...
Your boyfriend's IROC Z.
IROC Z, T-tops. Oh, he was spit shine that thing. And he was like, do you want to drive it? And I was like, yeah.
That meant that he was getting in your pants later.
Totally.
When you said, yeah, I'll drive it, you sat in the driver's seat, you knew you were giving it up.
Not full sex. I was never going to have sex.
But he was getting in the pants. That ain't boop. That ain't second base. He's getting third base. He's got an IROC, for Christ's sake.
I'm deep French kissing, for sure.
He's letting you drive it. You knew. That's consent.
I was not going to have sex with
him. He gave you the keys. That's consent.
Was a virgin. Ugh.
He thought he'd be able to take it. You drove the IROC.
I was in that car maybe 2 minutes. Maybe. Out on Highway...
And hit a deer.
Highway 46. Oh, and this was his pride and joy. And I'm driving. 10 o'clock at night. Here that deer comes. And I just went, oh! And I just...
You didn't swerve.
I didn't swerve.
How fast were you going?
I was on the highway. I was probably at least doing 65.
You're probably going faster. Now he's like, Let's see what she can do. Come on, Heidi.
And then I hit a deer.
Get your excitement going. Get your panties all ruffled.
Right. And hit a deer. He started crying. We pull over. Not about the deer. I'm like, oh my God. I'm worried about the deer.
He was crying?
Yeah. And then he went out and he was like, there's the lights of the headlights. And he's looking at the grill for insurance purposes. And we didn't have phones or cameras at that time, but there was hair in the grill of his car.
He was counting on hair in the grill of his teeth later.
Which did not happen because he cried all the way to my house, dropped me off, and I never heard from him again.
He never called you, mm-hmm. Never found out, never saw him again, never even saw the car driving around town.
Nope.
Wow.
No, because he was from Milan. I know it's spelled Milan, but whatever. But in Indiana, where I'm from, it's Milan. I know.
Milan, Italy.
But so he lived. He wasn't a townie. He was from like whatever, 20 minutes up the road. So he would come down to Batesville to cruise the square and stuff. And that's how I met him.
So if he wasn't even a townie, you totally would have given it up. Because he wasn't going to spread the rumors around your school about you.
I wasn't going to give it up.
How old was he? 35?
He was older.
Yeah.
His dad owned a body shop and garage, which I guess works out for his IROC.
Yeah.
Fixed it.
Figured he wouldn't be so pissed then.
No.
I mean, he had the hookup right away for
this is the guy that he didn't want me to. He wanted to make sure that I really liked him for him. So our first three or four dates, he picked me up in an old, like, rundown Chevy S10. Like, and I was still going out and cruising and, like, hanging out. And then I guess when he thought, I think she's, you know, like,
she's not a gold digger from Batesville. I'm going to show up in the IROC.
I'm really going to snag me a real rich one from Milan.
I know why he cried then. It wasn't even his car. It was his dad's.
Oh. Hmm. That's interesting.
No, that was his S10.
Told dad, like, no, I ain't coming.
You know,
go.
I really like this girl, dad. You know, and so can I borrow the IROC? And then you wrecked it. It's why he was bawling.
Oh, why did
he? Because he had to go home and tell his dad that he hit a deer. He hit
his
dad's pride and joy.
Yeah, he didn't tell him I was driving. He was like, oh.
Oh, no. That's why he never called you again, because you could never meet the parents. Because, like, I'm sorry I wrecked your car, sir. And he's like,
what?
You wrecked it? Damn you, Jimmy, you told me. Oh, my God. Yeah.
His name was Steven.
With a V or a PH? PH?
No, a V. A V, oh. A V. I'm putting a V up.
I thought you meant two letters.
I meant
with the PH, but
V.
You're actually showing the V. Okay.
I'm showing you the V.
Show me that V, Heidi. I want you to drive my IROC. Show me your V.
And then I wrecked it. Oh, I felt awful.
Wow. Elise swerved and hit something worse. Hello, Elise.
Hello, Heidi and Frank. Hi, guys.
Hi, Elise.
So you were driving. What did you swerve to miss?
So I was.
was actually, I think I told Corey something wrong, but I dropped my cigarette down the devil's ass crack of my car.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to reach down to pick it up. I looked down for a split second, and as I looked up, I was heading straight, like, for the freeway off-ramp, but I was going off the off-ramp. So I swerved, and I took out about 50 to 100 feet of the side pole, and Caltrans still trying to get $5,000 out of me.
They're still trying.
Oh, my God.
So, this day, and that was, like, 5 years ago.
Wow. So they know it was you.
Oh, yeah. No, they know it was me. The fire department came. The cops came. Someone called. It was actually pretty bad. My car was teetering on the edge.
Wow. Do you still
smoke? Yeah, it was and I used to be a race car driver, so it's kind of embarrassing.
That's a great question from Frank, because that would be the day that I'm like, you know what? Smoking is not worth it. I almost killed myself. Yeah,
no, it's not. And I've actually quit. So
okay.
Better.
Did you quit that day or did you quit later on?
No, actually, I just quit about a month ago. So that's what addiction will do, right?
Oh, congrats.
That's
right.
Last caller hadn't quit
yet.
She's still
good luck to them, because it's hard.
And Cindy still smokes.
Cindy's still smoking heavily. Yeah.
It's okay, Cindy. $100. $100. You got it, Cindy.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw, thank you, Elise, where like Philip Morris was adjourned to a healthcare company. I'm like,
that's ironic.
They're the makers of Marlboro. And where is that damn story? I got to find it. I was like,
all the people that they made sick with cigarette smokes, now they're, or cigarette smoke, now they're going
to
take.
I'm like, this is get the fake out all the way. I got to find it. Where in hell is it?
Oh, God.
Damn it. I'll find it later. But yeah. But they want to stop selling cigarettes in the UK in the next 10 years. Philip Morris. I'm like.
So now they'll import them from other people. Other brands.
They just bought a big company that sells asthma things. Those things for kids. Philip Morris bought those. Yeah.
They're getting them coming and going, aren't they?
Exactly.
Wow.
They're trying to turn it around, Heidi. Sure. They realize smoking is not
bad.
Not the coolest thing anymore.
Yeah, inhalers. That's what's cool, kids.
Hey, the Marlboro inhaler.
Hey, you going to the party later? Come on. That's so insulting.
Weren't they doing that, like making vodka inhalers, so you go, then you just absorb the alcohol through your alveoli sacs? It's like a serious alcoholic shot.
If you want to keep alcohol off your breath, just to inhale
it. Put it right in the lungs. Hit the system quick.
Jesus.
I don't think that's a real thing.
Was that a get the fake out that we then somehow talked about?
That'd be some weird dream I had. That'd be a great idea. Vodka inhalers.
Yeah, but if you like the taste.
Yeah, you can actually do it. They don't sell them as inhalers. So instead of drinking the old-fashioned way, some people are vaping or smoking alcohol to get drunk. It involves heating alcohol or pouring it over dry ice and then inhaling the resulting vapors.
Wow.
That some people also use asthma inhalers or homemade vaporizing devices. There you
go. That's
true.
A little bit of a problem.
That's when you know. You probably need to go to a meeting.
There's your AA story. What was the reason? What brought you in here finally today? Well, I was making at-home vodka inhalers. Okay, that's a great story. Good. We're hanging on your every word.
Oh, let's see. Back to the Olympics news. Actually, no, we already covered all that. No, we didn't.
We're in second place, right, with the medals.
As far as medal count, yeah. We won a gold in fencing. Oh, Lee Kiefer, she won a gold in women's foil.
What's that?
I have no idea. Huh. Women's foil. I thought fencing was just fencing.
Me too.
We're sword fighting with,
aluminum foil. It's aluminum foil. It's an aluminum foil sword, like when you're a kid.
Yeah, I'm like, foil? What the hell's that?
Yeah, I've watched fencing.
She won a gold, though.
I don't really follow it. I can't make sense of it.
We also won a gold in shooting.
Well, leave it to America.
William Shaner, yeah. Gold for in men's air rifle. Well, he got his Daisy 840 out and hit a couple, hit his BB targets. And a bronze for Jagger Eaton.
Do what now?
A bronze. His name's Jagger Eaton.
Oh, I thought you meant, I thought that was one of the events. A bronze for Jagger Eaton. I was like, what's that?
Yeah. A bronze in Jagger eating.
Mick's ex-wives in this? Like, really showing you how it's done?
David Bowie.
Oh, allegedly.
in men's street skateboarding. I was watching that. Did you watch the women's street skateboarding last night? The very last event is like just who pulls off the kick-ass trick. They got five chances to do it, and they got a 12.
Five chances to do the one trick in case you miss the first.
Just to land one. You know what I mean? It's like you get your scores from it. You got to pull off a trick somehow, and it's a 12-step staircase.
Okay.
With rails on it. And so, yeah, these people are skating up, and they do some trick where they ride the rail all the way down or flip their boards around. And if they land it, when they land and ride the board away, it's like, oh, yeah, man, you landed it, so you get a score. But if they don't land it, and you just boom on the concrete
then
below.
Then you get four more tries?
Yeah, you get four more tries. Well, you get five attempts anyway to get the best score you can possibly get. But I'm glad skateboarding's in the Olympics because that was a great thing to watch. If they hit it, you're like, yeah. And if they miss, you're like, oh. It was either or.
Yeah.
There was no, like, barely, who cares. It's like, they always just, like, busted their asses. Like, they get up real slow. It's like, oh, crap.
Ugh.
It's great.
I don't mind watching it. I hate skateboarders in real life, though, because my dogs go crazy. So I hate
Why do your dogs go crazy?
I don't know. I do not know. They go by on skateboards and everybody just starts shaking and going crazy and barking. I'm like, it's fine. You're good. So I just dread seeing a skateboarder coming our way if we are out because I don't think, oh no, here we go.
Maybe all the Yorkies you've rescued from puppy mills that were run by skateboarders. That's how they make their money. Skateboarders run puppy mills in their free time.
That must be what it is.
How do these guys stay out at the skate park all day? Don't they have jobs? Yeah, we sell puppies.
I don't know. I think a lot of people have that problem with their dogs with skateboarders.
The youngest athlete at the games was 12-year-old Hind Zaza, a table tennis player from Syria.
Is that ping pong?
Yeah.
Okay.
She lost the first round.
Oh.
She's 12. Is she the only person in Syria that plays ping pong? I mean, really?
She had to play
team.
Against the wall because there's nobody else there to play, so she just set up the half a table. Boo, 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 boo.
Right. She like Forrest Gump or something. Yeah. She's really good at it. She's 12. Peruvian skateboarder, getting back to skateboarders, Angelo Caro Navarez, or whatever his name is, rammed his groin into the rail. That's like when you're watching that stuff, because they're trying to maybe like turn their board sideways and ride the rail down.
Right.
So if the board somehow misses and there's... Oh, here he is.
Oh, God.
You're going to see him jam his groin. Know.
In Rome,
say,
oh! On that world
championship.
Oh! He did land it. Oh!
Oh my God. No, yeah, I'd be wearing a cup if I'm a guy.
Oh, he didn't have a helmet on, nothing. These skateboarders just don't give a damn, but he got wrecked.
Oh, that makes me nosh over and over and over again. Yeah. Why would we do that? Why are we continuing to watch that?
That wasn't his last run. I think he kept going after that, so he is a true athlete.
Oh, God. I don't even have one.
If you're a VIP, you're watching this over and over and over again on a broadcast.
It looks like it's more of the grundle area.
Still, I mean, he went into
that's
that
worse.
At a speed.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh. Why would they put that other rail right there?
That does seem stupid. For that reason, probably.
Yeah.
We need obstacles, Frank.
I guess so. You should get extra points for that.
Stop looking.
I'm going to do a 540 rail ride with a taint slapper.
Yeah. How do you ride? Oh, I ride goofy taint. Foot.
Goofy taint.
Oh, yes. We're cup.
Do you have the audio from the announcers on that?
Yeah, it's only a 7-second clip, but it sounds like this.
In Rome, say... Needs to improve on that world championship. Scoring, but that's good. Oh, that one's going to hurt.
That one's going to hurt. Leave it to a British guy. He's like, yes,
that
indeed.
Gonna
that's going to be.
Always the professionals.
That's going to smart.
Guys. Oh, he banged his teapot.
You need to let like a soccer announcer go. Oh, no.
And he's still going, obviously. My balls.
The Brits just don't get worked up.
See, that guy
easily.
Took that shot to the taint and grundle area hard and still got fifth place. He didn't get a medal.
Oh, no.
No. Fifth.
But and no future
and
children.
He'll forever be known as that guy.
Right. Oh, God.
A South Korean TV station's in trouble for using stereotypical graphics to represent different nations.
Ooh, what would they give us?
I don't know what they gave us. They gave like a pizza for Italy. And I don't know if it's like they didn't show the Italian flag. It was like because people just don't know flags. So it's like pizza.
Oh my God.
So people are like, oh, that's Italy. For the Ukraine, they had Chernobyl.
Well, maybe that's where they got themselves in trouble. Yeah. But I mean, if you said, tell me something about Chernobyl, I mean, Ukraine, I wouldn't be able to give you a food or anything.
Yes, yeah, so they got in trouble for that, I guess. I don't know.
Whoopsie. If I'm South Korea, I'm like, I'm still not, you know, North Korea. Go easy on me.
Those fires, Heidi, as well, that you escaped from, the bootleg fire in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Still burning.
I know.
More than 2,200 emergency responders continue to battle that fire up there. Now the third largest wildfire in Oregon's history, the blaze has consumed almost 410,000 acres. It was on its way to your sister-in-law's house. Is
the wind
it already
blew.
There yet?
The wind blew. Thank God.
Believed to be have been sparked by a lightning strike. The fire is 46% contained as of this morning. So I guess
they're getting there, yeah.
Meanwhile, roughly 200 miles to the south, California's Dixie Fire.
Where's that?
It destroyed... It's in Northern California. Destroyed at least a dozen homes and forced hundreds to evacuate. The fire is currently the state's largest, having burned more than 193,000 acres, 20% containment. More than 85 large wildfires are burning at the moment, having consumed 1.4 million acres across a dozen states. And it's supposed to be a hot one for this week.
Well, it's raining. It was raining today when I left home. So
we needed it. It's going to be a hot one starting Tuesday. It's going to be a heat dome over the entire nation. It's not just over the Northwest now or Southwest. It's over the entire nation. Heat dome. Great. Something to live with now.
Not as good as the Holodome, but whatever.
Nope. It has no putt-putt golf course.
No indoor pool. No. Not as good.
All right. Let's see. We got to get some traffic. What's going on, Shirley?
Kathy.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Howdy, your Frank Show. 7 a.m. here on Monday, July 26th. You watched the Olympics over the weekend. They've had to deal with COVID, and they had some extreme heat. And now wind and rain are in the forecast. Just can't catch a break, Tokyo. Yeah, they're bracing for a typhoon.
Oh, fun. That'll work out fine for the swimmers.
It's forecast to hit tomorrow morning and disrupt some of the games, like archery.
Yeah, tough to do that in the wind, I suppose. Or how good are
you? Oh, no. Where'd that one go? I have any idea, Bob.
They find it 2 months later.
They hit Steve Martin right in the head.
Right in the head.
Would that be our irony or coincidence?
That's a coincidence.
Especially if he's there.
I mean, what are the chances? Is he a big Olympic fan?
I don't know. Seems like he would be.
Yeah.
Also, rowing, I guess, for the typhoon, the rowing team. Skinny boats. I don't know if they can really do it out there in the waves and the wind. Mm. Also, sailing.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you're Olympic sailors, hell, bring it on.
Right.
Lieutenant Dan. Give us all you got. Yeah. Come on. Let's see how good you guys really are, guys and gals.
Yeah. They sailed through a typhoon. To gold. Their story coming up.
You really earned it this time.
Yeah.
And but the surfing competition is really rooting for it.
Oh, I bet.
I guess they've had a low tide, so their waves have been pretty crappy. But the storm hits could deliver bigger waves, so the surfing competition is really looking forward to the tide.
I don't even know how you do surfing because it's not an even playing field. It's like...
Catching the wave,
and it's like, oh, that guy...
That's part of it, I guess. It's like
but
you
you're
sat
not
out there, and you chose to catch that wave, and so, you know.
But like in diving, a diver, we're doing this dive, okay? And but a wave, well, I didn't get one. I didn't get...
Nope. Sucks to be you, then.
No, that's...
You should have taken that other one. You chose to wait for the next wave. Never happened.
But we're all out there at the same time.
Bronze medal.
We're all out there at the same time, or it's not like, okay, you go. Okay, and you're done. And you go.
I think they're all out there at the same time, and it's just whoever catches it. It's like, oh, look, it looks like the Canadian caught this one.
I don't
think there's like in order.
Right.
Where it's like all of a sudden the waves suck and the early, you know, I was the last one to go. And it's like, wait a second, we had some great swells earlier. Now I'm just out here and just sitting on my board doing nothing.
I don't know.
It's just got to catch it and go.
Weird.
In other sports news, you got baseball's Cleveland Indians changed their name to the Guardians following the 2021 season. Cincinnati's considering changing their name to the Avengers and Chicago's to the Justice League. Jackie Mason, former rabbi turned comic and Emmy winner, dies.
Oh, he did?
93 years old, old Jackie. Yeah, legendary comedian. He was 93 years old.
When did he die?
Well, Saturday.
Oh.
That's why I'm bringing it up. He died 7 years ago.
No, no, I didn't know. I feel like you got the news.
It's news, Heidi. It's recent.
To be honest with you, I would have thought he was already gone.
I thought he was dead, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jackie. He's probably best known for playing the gas station owner, Harry Artunian, in the 1978 Steve Martin comedy, The Jerk.
How weird is that?
Maybe that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, it's top of your mind there. I don't really remember his act.
Almost 10 years later, he played Jack Artunian, no relation, in Caddyshack 2. He was the voice of Krusty the Clown's father on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Jew number one in the Spanish Inquisition scene of the Mel Brooks classic History of the World Part 1.
Oh, my God.
What? It's Mel Brooks.
No, no, I know.
I don't have a name.
He was actually a rabbi before turning to comedy full-time in 1959.
R.I.P. Jackie Mason.
Yeah, legend.
Did they mention that at the comedy show Saturday night?
No.
No.
Because no one really knew then.
Oh, gotcha.
No shout out to Jackie Mason at Operation Comedy.
What?
You watch those cooking shows, right?
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with celebrity chefs, besides Gordon Ramsay, you know?
Yeah.
And that other guy, bam! What's his name?
Emeril Lagasse.
Emeril Lagasse.
Yes.
Him. I mean, as far as celebrity chefs go, if we did a round table, I'd be out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Those are my only two.
I think I'd do okay in that.
All right, name one.
Bobby Flay.
All right.
Carl Ruiz.
My God.
Anthony Bourdain.
Ooh.
Rachel Ray.
Wow, you guys are good at this.
I've got nothing.
See, yeah, me and Corey, we're like, we got stuff to do. We're not home watching cooking shows. We're busy people. Yeah, celeb chefs Mario Batali.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him? Is he that redheaded guy?
He is. Wears Crocs.
Ponytail.
Yes, orange Crocs. Yep.
And Joe Bastianich.
Okay.
Do you know that celebrity chef?
I don't.
They had to settle sexual harassment suits with former employees for $600,000. You got to know better than to be a redhead with a ponytail wearing Crocs. I mean, everything you do is sexual harassment. Nobody wants to talk to you.
Good morning. Get away from me, you pervert.
Yeah, can't you use that as your defense? It's like, look at me. If I say hello to anybody, it's sexual harassment because I'm gross.
I'm sweaty because I'm always in a hot kitchen.
Stop talking to me.
Man, all I said was good morning.
Had to settle for $600,000 to employees. What do you think he was doing? I mean, if you could be sexually harassed by anybody. I'm sure you can do fine. I mean, probably got a lot more money in that. He's probably got in the stock market, which stock market was up on Friday.
Woohoo.
All three, the S&P 500, Dow, NASDAQ, hit fresh record highs again. Dow passes 35,000 for the first time. So, yeah, hopefully you got in the market. I've been telling you.
Things are good.
Carnivore guys, man. Killing it.
How's your Dogecoin and all that, Bitcoin?
Actually, Bitcoin went up quite a bit, too. I think you had Elon and Jack Dorsey and somebody else.
Oh, Elon's back on board now?
Endorse crypto. And so, yeah, I think Ethereum was up 125% over the weekend.
Johnny's smiling. Things must be going well.
I don't know about Dogecoin, but I know Bitcoin's up about 38,000 now. So, yeah, maybe a little bounce back, crypto. Mm-hmm. I heard some people are offering that when they look to buy a home. Housing market's so, like, so when people are bidding, they're like, okay, I'll give you this, and I'll throw in some Bitcoin.
Wow, I wouldn't be able to compete with that. Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, the other people, just to let you know, they have also sweetened the deal.
Yeah.
And be like, well, I guess they get
it.
And
they're throwing in one Bitcoin.
And then I guess they get it. I don't.
I mean, if you're going to offer $38,000 more than the other guy, just buy that guy a Bitcoin instead. I'll give you what you ask with a Bitcoin. Mm. So he has the potential to make more money on that Bitcoin later on. That money is,
right,
as opposed to his money getting invested someplace else, whatever he does with it.
Yeah.
So maybe you sweeten the deal, because everybody's looking on how can you sweeten the deal. It's kind of a competitive market out there. People are just jumping on board. Sometimes I think one of my neighbors got 350 over asking.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you know what happened? The rest of my neighbors put their houses up. Now I think the June numbers, when I said the median house price was way up, but that was kind of off May, April numbers. June is like not really,
the numbers
haven't happened yet. So the reports, so now inventory is like really high because everyone wanted to sell their house. Yeah. So I think it's going to slow down. Can't keep this pace. I mean, for the next couple of months, so it'll be a great time to sell your house, make that money. But the inventory is going back up now because everyone's like, what? You find out your neighbor made 350 over asking. Everybody's like, put it up.
Seriously, but then you got to figure out where to go. That's the problem. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know you can make blah, blah on your house.
But
well, then where am I going?
The people, yeah, they're leaving California.
Right.
I think my neighbor across the street, he moved to New Hampshire. Bought a house, or where was it, Maine? Maybe it's
no,
Maine.
No, It was Maine.
Yeah, it was Maine.
I remember you talking about him.
Sold his house. He's the guy who made 350 over asking.
Yeah.
Bought a house in Maine. Like, on the ocean, with land.
Cash.
I was like,
boom, done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with my friends who live here, two of my best friends. They moved to
Michigan. But now he lives
Michigan.
In Maine.
I know. My friends live in Michigan. 10 acres, this beautiful 6-bedroom house, insane.
There you go.
For $425,000.
Yeah, so sell your house here and get the hell out. Go someplace else.
Michigan?
You ain't gonna live in Michigan.
Where's that?
I mean, everybody in Southern California was like, yeah, we forgot what winter was really like.
Well, yeah, you're like, oh, Michigan.
Especially if you moved here from a place that had winter.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Indiana.
Same.
It's not very, you know, the winters are a bitch.
And the winter, or the summers are a bitch, too. With,
summers
with
are a bitch.
Humidity and mosquitoes. And
but winter, having to get up and
oh.
go out and start your car and leave it running and having to scrape windows.
And just
I can't even imagine. No. I lived here.
I know.
I go back now. I'm like, what? How did I ever live here? So people who are moving back home or whatever, back to Wintervilles. If you've lived in California for any sort of time, you can't handle it. You've been pussified. You try to go back there, you're gonna be like, what have I done?
Here's when snow is fun, amazing, wondrous, magical, all that. Christmas morning.
Then
come
you leave
downstairs,
and fly back to LA the
and you
next
go,
day.
Look at it. I'm drinking hot coffee. I'm looking at the snow.
Go back to visit family for Christmas in the snow.
And then you go, what time's the flight? We got to get out of here. One day a year is when you want snow. Uh-huh. And then bye-bye. Christmas morning.
But how do you got 10 acres in Michigan?
I know.
That'd be...
I know. Believe me. 6-bedroom house.
Who needs that, though? 6-bedroom house.
When all the girls come, when all of our...
What?
All the friends stop. Could come to Michigan for our gatherings.
That too. No one's going to visit. Yeah, come out. We bought a six-bedroom house in Michigan. You're like, nope. I only have so many vacation days and not going to Michigan.
Yeah. But they're close to Lake Michigan too. It's lovely. Just like your buddy in Maine.
I'll never go visit him. That's the last time we ever saw each other.
Stop.
Really, I'm never going. Like, bye, Richard. Enjoy Maine. Send a lobster. I'm never going to see that guy again. What sucks is I have all my neighbors that I liked are moving. The one I don't like staying.
Oh no!
I'm like, hey man, look at the money everybody else is making. You should probably list your house. No.
My neighbor, the a-hole neighbor, is in his mid to late 60s, and he lives in the house that he was born in.
But isn't he agoraphobic? Like, he never leaves his own house. Like, he works from home.
He works from home as well, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got issues.
Oh, yeah. I'm quite certain he's got issues. And he never wears shoes, so his feet are always black on the bottom when I do see him out at the mailbox. I've been walking around for a couple minutes without shoes on.
He's got ish shoes. Shoes-ish. The bottoms of his feet are just so calloused.
Oh, and black.
He's got soles on him.
He is an odd bird.
Yeah, I remember when I was a geologist, going to the mountains, me and this guy. He never wore shoes anywhere except in the mountains.
Well, you have to.
He had to. You know, he's like, he put on his boots to go out in the field and work. But everywhere else, he was Mr. Shoeless.
Right.
So we went into places, like, we're covered in mud. And it's like, Bill, you put your shoes on to go in here because it's cleaner if you had his shoes on. Like, I had to take my shoes off, leave them at the door with Perkins. You know what I mean? Doing like sure. Do tracking and stuff. Uh-huh. I'm a gentleman. He had to put his shoes on to go in because his feet were so dirty. Oh.
God. I couldn't even go to sleep if I had dirty feet. I literally could not fall asleep if I had dirty feet.
You mean like stinky or just dirty?
No, my feet don't really stink. Just dirty. Like if I did
if
walk.
If dirty, I just won't look at them. I'll go right to sleep.
No, I can feel. I know. I have to at least go put my feet in the tub and soak them and wash them before I go to bed. I can't stand that feeling.
714 says, Midwest winters are just fine, you pussies. Yeah, when you're there and you grew up there, you're like, this is what we do. This
once
we
I
live.
Left, uh-uh.
Yeah, once you move someplace else, it doesn't have winter.
No.
Never going back.
I don't even think I would have a coat that I would have to take if I was going back in December. I'd have to go shopping for a coat.
If I was going to do that, I'd have to have the house still here. So I'm like, oh, I spend summers in Michigan and winters in California.
Right.
Correct. We're moving someplace year-round that has a winter. Uh-uh. I'm going to be stuck there.
Nope.
Yeah, we're bracing for a heat wave, bringing 5 to 10 degrees above average across most of the country. Heat expected to last through most of this week.
Yuck.
Another heat dome over the entire nation.
But you'd rather that than 20 below zero wind chill, all that?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How's COVID doing? 7-day average of U.S. COVID-19 cases surpasses 50,000 per day. Deaths are lagging indicator, hover around 270 per day. Well, that makes sense. So now we're just reporting on people getting sick with a cold. I heard that this morning. You get the vaccine, like the chances of getting ill and being hospitalized is, you know, small. But you might get COVID again and be able to transmit it to other people who don't have the vaccine, or maybe to other people who are vaccinated, but you're still not going to be, you know, probably hospitalized from it. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to kick it on your own with the help of the vaccine inside you. So the idea with this whole mask thing coming back, it's to protect everybody who didn't want to get a vaccine.
Yes.
Right. But isn't that your own risk assessment? It's like, okay, we have the ability. Mm-hmm. We can't force you to. I mean, even though it's like there's a helmet law. You know, if I want to say, well, I don't want to wear a helmet, what's the point? I don't want to have the breeze blowing through my hair as I'm going down the street on two wheels.
Which is legit.
And it's like, if you want to do that, but it's like we're protecting him against himself, because usually motorcycle against anything else is going to lose. So we're protecting him against, but it's its own risk.
Yeah.
If you want to be the guy who doesn't wear a helmet, fine. But we made a law. And no one's going, I'm just not going to wear it. Oh, well, the cops pull me over.
Because they'll everybody get fined, puts on a helmet. And it's their money. And you can prove. So you can't walk. You can't.
It's Mariah.
I can't. Jordan could be in a particular place, and I can't prove he's not vaccinated. You can prove somebody's not wearing a helmet. So I think that's another tough one where you're like, are you going to go show me the papers? I need to see your vaccine record.
Like a driver's license and a registration and proof of insurance? Yes. Show me the papers. Throw your vaccine in there.
Yeah.
Why not? We do that all the time. It's like, if we're at the point where it's like you didn't want to get a vaccine, then don't get a vaccine. If there's a chance you go to the hospital if you get sick. There's a chance I won't because I didn't get sick, but I might carry it around and give it to you because we're all out in public again.
Yeah.
And you want to be out in public again, and you're not vaccinated.
So
if you end up getting it, take it home to your grandma who doesn't want to get vaccinated, and she dies, how's that my fault?
It's not.
We're all at that point where we all made our own decision. There's the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Who gives a damn? At this point, why am I pretending to protect you from you? Who cares?
Yeah.
You made your choice. We've all made our choice. Good deal. My body, my choice. Let's move on.
But didn't they pass something?
You die, you die. I don't care.
Didn't they pass something that you have to be vaccinated to work here now?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh.
Something about if you're a third party, something where you're like you're out and about in the public and then you come back here.
But all of us are out and about in the public.
But the same thing. If they go out and about in the public and they're vaccinated, they still might carry it back here. Give it to Jordan, who's not vaccinated. Jordan gets sick. Jordan goes to hospital. Jordan dies. But Jordan didn't want to get it.
Right.
So can you really feel bad for Jordan? He didn't want to get it.
I guess
not. Like, you know what? Damn it, I told him to get it. That's what we'll be saying at his funeral. Damn it, I told him to get it.
He didn't want to.
He didn't want to. Well, his choices.
Lost a great guy.
Damn it. Maybe use this as an example. I'll be telling everybody about Jordan. Yeah, my new guy.
Yeah.
He didn't get it. Dead.
Young guy. Young guy in his 30s.
Dead,
healthy guy.
Healthy. Smart. Dead.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. That's like 0.1% that chance would happen.
Well, yeah. But if it did happen, we can't feel bad for you.
I don't expect you to.
There you go. I mean, it's like, we're not forcing him to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going down the office, hey, man, you got to force Jordan. I feel scared. No, I went and got mine. I don't feel scared. I'm fine.
Right.
They say my chances of going to the hospital and dying are slim and none. Now we're just reporting on people getting sick.
Right.
Is it the flu news?
Like, I woke up.
Oh, my God. So
I woke up this morning.
50,000 people got the flu. No one died from it. But, my God, we got to stop this.
I sneezed a bunch yesterday, like, continuously sneezing. Woke up this morning with a stuffed up nose.
Probably got it.
Now I'm going, is it allergies? Do I have just a regular common cold because you're in the heat, in AC, in the heat, outside, back in the air conditioning?
So get sick.
Right. Or do I have COVID? Probably not.
But are you the type to go get COVID checked?
I'm not.
There you go. It's like,
no, because I feel fine. Yeah. I feel like.
Exactly.
Sneezy.
My voice last week, all cracky. Probably had something going on.
Right. But it's probably the COVID. Season. It's the,
I can go get checked.
Stop.
I don't care.
Tis the season. I mean, this stuff.
I got vaccinated.
Right.
I'm not going to go get checked.
Yeah, I'm not either.
If I feel bad enough to go to the hospital, I will. That's when I'll find out I got it. But I don't. So I'm good.
Right. Yeah.
Now, maybe if I didn't have the vaccine, it's like, maybe I go get checked. No, but.
Right.
Slim and none.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to get vaccinated and I gave it to you? Pfft, sucks to be you. Sorry it was riding around on me. I got vaccinated. Look at that. Kicking ass over here.
I was
here.
Picturing the little COVID ball with all the little spikes like on top, like a little like a cowboy riding on a horse.
It's on my shoulders like it's my kid at Disneyland.
Riding on that horse.
It's watching the parade go by. I'm perfectly fine eating my frozen bananas. Sorry you got sick.
Yeah.
My family had fun at Disneyland.
Mm.
Thanks for the mental image of you eating a frozen banana.
With COVID riding on my shoulders?
Yeah, thanks for that.
No problem.
Can't ever unsee that
Someone
in my
make
mind.
A graphic of that. Encourage people to get vaccinated. Now, previous reports suggest the majority of severe cases and deaths are from those who are unvaccinated. So, okay.
We did what all we can do so far. Mm-hmm. We've done what we've been told to do.
Yeah, that's like going skydiving versus not going skydiving.
Right.
There's no chance you're going to die from jumping out of a plane, Heidi, because you got skydiving vaccinated.
Right.
You're not going.
Correct. Not.
Look at most of these deaths for people jumping out of planes. Yes.
I'm probably...
Because they decided to go do that. Risk assessment.
I don't want to say 100%, but I'm quite certain I will never get attacked by a shark.
Exactly. You're never going in. You've eliminated your risk of that possibly happening.
Just not going to be out there.
Unless Barbara Corcoran murders you.
Hey, I see what you did there. That bitch. You know, Heidi was attacked by a shark. I thought she said she was never going to get it. Oh, she didn't. She went on Shark Tank. And Barbara Corcoran ate her alive, said her idea was the worst.
Just snapped her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci said the country's going in the wrong direction in battling the pandemic. He also said booster shots may be needed for the most vulnerable. And that CDC is considering revising its relaxed mask guidelines in light of the Delta variant speed. See what I mean? So we got to protect the people who didn't even want to protect themselves. All right.
So
that's going to bring us all together.
Yeah. Aren't you sick of talking about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It wants to be over.
It's what, I mean, even just walking down the street, walking dogs, it's still what everybody starts with. Still.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, the vaccine. Yeah, the vaccine. Oh, this Delta variant, huh? Do you think we're going to get boosters? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, maybe. Well, did you hear so-and-so? He's not get vaccinated.
Yeah, but you run with an old, old crowd. I mean, your friends are 70s. So they got to be worried about it. Like, man,
they're still telling me about they get their shingles vaccine and their pneumonia vaccine. I'm like, oh, wow.
They're showing you their polio mark from when they got their vaccine from polio back in the day.
So you can tell how old somebody is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have it, Frank.
Is that what that was? That little starfish on their shoulders?
It's like a bunch
polio.
Of shots in one, I think. It was like they do a bunch in one.
At a certain age, in the 70s, they stopped doing it. Like up to 1969, they
something
did it.
Like that. Yeah, that's why you don't have it. None of us in this room have it.
People more sense going on board with that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
There was a cartoon that was said something about measles or smallpox or something. It was a little kid and his mom. And he said, Mom, what's that on your arm? Oh, it's a scar from, I got a shot for smallpox. Why don't I have one, Mommy? Because it worked. That's why you don't have one.
Oh, look at that. That's deep, man.
It's deep, man. Because it worked. That's right. Deep, but true.
Let's see. 562 says, guess what, Frank? Vaccinated people can get COVID, get sick from it, and spread it. Without the vaccine, survival rate is 99.7% overall. That's what I said. Genius.
Yeah, we can still spread it.
I said, yeah, the person who has been vaccinated can get it.
And spread it.
Have minor symptoms. He's spreading it around, and someone who doesn't get vaccinated probably could get it and have worse symptoms, maybe even get hospitalized, maybe even die.
Correct.
But they have
you guys
the
are saying the same thing.
Exactly. Thank you for taking the time to text the show, you idiot. Appreciate it.
Oh, people hear
so
what
don't get vaccinated. I don't care if you don't want to. If you're saying, oh, survival rate is 99.7%. Perfect. You're taking your risk assessment of the 0.3% that you might get sick and die.
Can we just take the masks off?
Fine. I don't care if you don't have it.
Right.
But you can't get pissed at me for giving it to you because I have the vaccine and I didn't get that symptoms not that bad. I gave it to you and then you died.
That's the risk you're willing to take. And I'm fine with
that. The options are there for everybody. Take it or don't take it.
I don't tell anybody to get vaccinated. It's like, well,
I don't give a damn. You don't want to get it? I don't care.
Right.
Right, Eric?
Wear a condom. No. Don't wear a condom. What do I care?
Oh, that's a little different.
It's not affecting my life. Have another baby.
Well,
it does affect your life in a lot of ways.
If you have another baby?
All this affects everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, get vaccinated. I'll say it. I don't care. Get effing vaccinated so we can go back to life.
But people aren't going to. You're never going to get those
people. Just like that person. Well, Eric, the survival rate's 99.7% overall if I get it. So why would I put something strange in my body?
I understand. They haven't studied it. Everyone in my family back in Tennessee is that way. And guess what they all just got? COVID-19.
There you go. So good.
And are they fine?
Good.
Yeah.
See, so that's their argument is, right. Well, we felt like crap for a week and now we're fine.
Yeah, so if everyone who did get the vaccine gets it and they get their own antibodies built up, and so basically you're getting the herd immunity anyway if the ones who aren't vaccinated get it. So if the ones who chose to get vaccinated, give it to the unvaccinated. That's the whole point, right? We give it to you. We live. You want to fight it and live. You fight it and live. If you fight it and you don't live, then sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't get
But now
on board
we got herd immunity from the unvaccinated, and we got the vaccinated because you didn't make the choice. You wanted to go have the battle.
Come on, Eric, get behind the campaign. Sucks to be.
Yeah. It's pretty much the opposite of F yeah me. F yeah me, sucks be you. There's the t-shirt. Get vaccinated. F yeah me. All right, let's get some traffic, Shirley.
It's Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. 818-955-2955 is the number. Got some prizes to give away. Got a pair of tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, I love him.
Two tickets to a night of comedy with Sebastian. Saturday, March 5th at the Forum. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Also have three pair of tickets to Bellator MMA. Patricio Pitbull versus AJ McKee. AJ, friend of the show, came in here and hung out with us. Let's see. You get to go to Bellator Featherweight World Grand Prix Finals this Saturday, July 31st at the Forum. Buy your tickets not at Bellator.com or what?
Not? No? Then where do I go, Frank? Where do I go?
It says, this is a required tag.
Okay, let's hear it.
Buy your tickets not at Bellator.com or Ticketmaster.com.
Okay, so don't go there, but where do we go?
They didn't tell me where, but I'm glad they required me to say, don't buy them there.
Wow.
Brilliant.
You've got one job!
So you cannot win those tickets by playing Florida or anywhere else. No, actually, we are playing Florida, Ralph. Right now, 818-955-2955. All these headlines in the news, did they originate in the great state of Florida or anywhere else? Heidi will assist you.
Maybe.
Some days she's on fire, some days she's ice cold, some days she's in between.
Yes.
She's tepid.
In life and in this game.
All right, so let's test you right here.
Go ahead.
So we can get the trend going.
Uh-huh. Baseline.
A friend of crackhead Chris.
Florida.
Yep, you're on fire. That wasn't even the whole headline. You nailed it. A friend of crackhead Chris, they call him, was caught skinny dipping in a guy's pool.
Oh. Oh, my.
How old do you think that woman is?
48.
She's 42.
Oh, well.
Oh, no, she looks like hell.
Yeah, no, I was being sort of kind.
A 69-year-old guy in Florida came home from a doctor's appointment, found a random woman skinny dipping in his pool in the middle of the afternoon. There she is. Happened in Port Charlotte.
He probably didn't mind it.
She's a porch harlot. Just outside of Fort Myers, and it was around 90 degrees out, so it was hot.
Well, smoking crack probably makes you sweaty.
42-year-old Heather Kennedy was completely naked, hanging out in this pool, cooling off. So he called 911. Really? Like, hey, lady. What you doing?
Need a towel?
What's the math tea?
Hey, just some sunblock. I can rub it on.
And when the cops showed up, she refused to leave.
She's like a kid when you're like, come on, get out of the pool.
You're like, no.
Let's go. Get out of the pool.
Come get me. She's just
hey,
like.
We got to go. Come on, get out of the pool. Let's go. We're going.
She's just treading in the deep end. The cops got to get in and get her.
Come on. We're going to go. You got to get out of the pool.
They're trying to hit her with the skimmer. Get her over to the side.
Come on, we're going.
There's a photo of them offering her some clothes to cover up with, but she wouldn't get out of the water and told them to just leave her alone so she could keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
How do you get her out?
They eventually did get her out of the pool, and she's facing charges for trespassing and resisting arrest. Turns out she lives about 2 miles from where it happened. It's not clear if drugs or alcohol factored in.
It sounds like it might be.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah. Safe bet.
But she does have a history. She recently got pulled over, and cops found a bunch of drug paraphernalia and pills. She tried to claim the pills weren't hers and that they really belonged to her friend named Crackhead Chris. Well, she's doing court early next month to deal with the skinny dipping charge.
Can you maybe not indict your friend when talking to police officers? Maybe you just go, they're my friends. His name's Chris.
Not mine.
Why?
Yeah, it's not mine.
No one believes I'm holding him for a friend anyway.
See that video, guy?
Of what?
A cop was walking up the passenger side, how they do, to like after they pull you over. And the guy was had his camera phone out. Had aiming back down that side. And you see the cop take something out and, like, throw it in the back seat.
Oh, I did see that. He planted evidence. Yes.
It's like, hey, what did you do that? He's like, what? Do what? I got a camera on you. I saw you do it. I got a camera on you. He has no idea.
He did a little toss of, like,
a little
drugs.
Baggie in the back seat. I'm like,
I wonder how often that happens.
Quite a bit, probably.
That is horrible.
So that one cop got indicted for it, right?
No. The police department, the village of Caledonia Police Department, released the body cam footage. His friend was outside of the car, and the police officer was patting him down, pulled out the baggie of stuff, handed it to the other police officer, and said, here, we got to process this. And he walked over and threw it into the car. There was nothing suspicious there.
You're saying that it was...
See?
Sure, yeah.
This is you spreading lies about the police department doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
You're saying
we
got to
process
other
this. Let me throw it back in the car. Yep.
Okay. It happened. I'll show you the video.
So you're saying the other cop did pull it?
Yes, he pulled it out of his friend's pocket, who they were searching at the time. He handed it over for processing. The cop said, I'm not going to hold this. Put it in the back seat of the car until he got his gloves on so that he can go through it and figure out what it was that was inside that bag. They released the footage. The police officer released.
Yeah, sure they did.
The body footage.
The police officer. Hey, release this footage, too. It's our footage.
It's spliced together. It's like two different cop cars.
Two different days.
Different uniforms. Wait, you were a sheriff in the last one.
I got promoted.
You're just CHP.
Horrible.
All right,
true.
Here we go.
Let's all right.
We got Alex on the phone. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're in Florida or anywhere else. We got, a woman is in quarantine, was busted having cigarettes delivered by drone.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Yes, that was Australia.
Mm. All right.
Do you want to go see Sebastian Maniscalco or you want to go to Bellator?
I'll take the comedies.
All right, there you go. You got that pair of tickets to the Forum.
Appreciate it, guys. You have a blessed morning.
You guys too.
Rock on every morning, man. I got my shirt and my stickers. Appreciate it, guys.
Vegas, Dan Hole.
A real shirt. KLOS.
Oh, not just a random tee?
No, random shirt.
Thank you, Alex. Now you got some tickets. Yeah, I guess you can't even have cigarettes delivered by drone to your house in quarantine in Australia. What the hell's going on?
No.
Yeah, Australia has done better than most other countries throughout the pandemic because it closed its external and internal state borders and forced travelers to quarantine in a hotel.
Well, it sounds like she was doing the right thing. I'm not leaving. I'm getting them delivered.
A woman was busted this month having cigarettes delivered to the roof of her hotel by drone.
What's wrong with that?
She was caught by a hotel staff and the police. I don't know.
I don't understand.
And the guy operating the drone could be punished as well. What?
I think that'd be fine here. They must have different rules.
Guess so.
Down in the...
Hello, PETA.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, colleague.
Here we go. Deputy gets 12 years for planting drugs during traffic stop.
Let's go anywhere else.
Nope, that was Florida. Sorry. Yeah, here's the story, Jenny. A Florida sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 12 years in prison after he was convicted of planting drugs inside vehicles during traffic stops. The sentence handed down comes 2 years after the sheriff's deputy, Zachary Wester, was arrested on a whopping 67 charges.
Ooh.
Among the people who took the stand during the sentencing was Teresa Odom, one of Wester's victims. You've robbed me of my credibility being a mother and a grandmother. For the last 3 years, I've probably missed a year and a half of my grandbaby's life because of this. Yep, the defendant made choices to violate that trust and commit crimes against the very citizens he had sworn to protect. Yeah, I was throwing drugs in the back seat, Jenny. 12 years convicted.
No.
This guy was.
Yeah.
Hello, Matthew.
How's it going?
Good.
Here we go. Florida or anywhere else? A man was arrested for fighting an alligator.
Florida.
To teach it a lesson.
Florida.
Yes, that is Florida. So you got some Bellator tickets, okay?
I'm good, Frank. I'll call back. I want to win some concert tickets.
All right.
Yeah, keep up the good work, y'all.
Thank you, Matthew. Yeah, remember in Happy Gilmore when he fights the alligator?
Yeah.
This might be the closest thing to it. There's a mini golf course in Daytona Beach, Florida called Congo River that also has alligators that you can feed there.
Okay.
And yesterday morning, some guy stole one. Just after 3 a.m., police spotted a man fighting an alligator on the street, and it turned out he'd stolen it from the course. He's 32 years old, and his name is William Hodge. He goes by Bubba.
Oh, of course. Florida!
Yes.
Oh, wait, we already did
this
that.
This is so Florida. Police posted a photo of him being handcuffed. The alligator looks fairly small, maybe 4 or 5 feet long.
So he just picked him up and carried him off?
Yeah, according to police report, he saw him swinging it around by its tail, trying to toss it on the roof of a building. So they arrested him, and when asked why he was doing it, he said he was trying to teach the alligator a lesson.
Okay.
He also told them he jumped a fence into its enclosure and had to wrestle the gator for a while, but it sounds like it's okay back home again. So Bubba,
thank God.
Bubba's facing charges. Theft, burglary, criminal mischief, and animal cruelty.
You got an age on this fella? Oh, he looks like he smells.
He's 32.
Oof.
Oh. Oh my God.
You boys ought to feel
real
good about
yourself.
This
is why relatives shouldn't have sex.
It's true. Yeah, they
look at that guy.
It definitely got too close. The ears aren't even, I don't even know.
That gene pool is shatter.
Yeah, and it needs a couple bromine tablets.
Oh, yeah, some bromine tablets in that.
Yeah. God.
That's already time for traffic. All right, let's get some traffic, Shirley. If you celebrate your birthday today on Monday, awesome. July 26ers, you celebrate with Taylor Momsen from the Pretty Reckless. Somebody mix my medicine. She's 28. Oh, that's a good one. Somebody makes my medicine, I don't know what I'm on.
No, stop it.
Yeah, she was Jenny Humphrey on Gossip Girl, and then she got her start as Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, right.
So I think she's supposed to be on the show several times, but she never ends up showing up, right?
So rock and roll. Canceled plans.
She's 28. Kate Beckinsale is turning 48. Did you get a chance to see her new movie, Jolt?
No.
I did. What a piece of garbage.
I know, but she's so hot.
She's so good looking.
That you have to watch the whole thing. And
I fell asleep.
Put it on mute.
Her just walking around, that blonde wig of hers. I'm like, yeah. Damn.
For an hour, that sort of works. And then you're like, nah.
Yeah. It's hard to watch, but she's so hot.
It's really bad.
Former Bachelor host Chris Harrison's turning 50. Jason Statham's turning 54. Jeremy Piven, he's been on the show. He's turning 56. Ari Gold on Entourage.
Yep.
Sandra Bullock's turning 57.
Damn, wow. She hasn't changed a bit. Weird.
Gary Cherone, ex-singer of Van Halen and the Third and Extreme. What?
Huh?
Turning 60. I don't remember him being the singer in Van Halen, ever. Kevin Spacey's turning 62, Heidi.
We probably shouldn't celebrate him.
Dorothy Hamill, figure skater. Came out with the Hamill Camel.
Hamill Camel. I had the Hamill Dorothy Hamill haircut. Most girls my age did.
Dorothy's 65.
Oh, wow.
Queen's drummer, Roger Taylor, 72. Helen Mirren, 76. Mick Jagger, 78.
I realize you're so close in age.
They're going to be performing at SoFi Stadium, I think. The Rolling Stones, 78, still make you feel like old.
Does it bum you out that you thought you saw their last concert?
When I went to their 50th at the Staples Center? Yes.
Yeah.
I think they've had several tours since then.
Yeah.
Also, today is National All or Nothing Day. So celebrate accordingly.
Or don't at all.
Or yeah, or just don't. It's the day for it.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, what's going on in the news?
All right, just one quick story because we got 20 and 21 coming up moments from now.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to tell Johnny about this because he loves when we give away free money from the government. Don't you, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors is going to vote tomorrow on a three-year pilot program to give $1,204 a month to 150 residents age 18 to 24. Oh, you're going to love
this. No
wonder
they feel entitled.
Well, and no wonder people can't find workers. I see signs at every restaurant with signing bonuses for short-order cooks.
Well, Heidi, this money is to help ensure a successful transition from youth into the community. 18 to 24-year-olds.
You know what my transition was? My mom goes, okay, you're grown. I'm not helping you anymore. You better get a job.
You want that? Go get a job.
Go get it. I'm not paying for it. You're a grown woman.
Well, it's also sort of an experiment. So these 150 people are kind of lab rats because they also, part of this deal is they have to hire somebody to account for all of it and do a study that will then publish and say how this basic income program worked for 18 to 24-year-olds here in LA.
How do you think they're going to spend it? Gaming and vape cigarettes. That's my guess. Let's see. Did they go, well, I invested on some, you know, mutual funds and got a little nest egg started for, you know, when a family might arrive?
You know what? I realized that Tom Baudet commercial for the grandparents, that was for you.
Yeah.
That was for you, Grandma.
That was for me. You know what? Call me Glamma.
Giga.
Giga.
Meemaw.
Call me Lesma.
That's your news.
Michael B. Jordan is working on a Black Superman project for HBO Max, and this version, his weakness isn't kryptonite, it's the Kardashians. All right, when we come back, it's time for 20 and 21. 20 news stories in 21 minutes. Keep it here for Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Hey, O.T. here on the Heidi and Frank Show. Time for 20 and 21. 20 news stories in 21 minutes. Yeah, 60 seconds on the clock to get your story out, all the details, because the bell will ring and you must stop, no matter where you are in that story, and move on to the next. Ready? Go.
Pink is standing up for what's right this weekend. The Cover Me in Sunshine singer spoke out against the sexist rules of the European Beach Handball Association, which states that the women's teams should wear bikini bottoms during their matches. No, sir.
What?
Not just any type of bikini bottom. This is what the rules say. They have to have a close fit and cut on an upward angle toward the top of the leg. The side width must be a maximum of 10 centimeters. When Norway's team neglected to follow these rules by wearing shorts during the European Beach Handball Championships last week, that's when pink smoke out. The Norwegian team, they were fined around $1,700. She said, Pink said, I'm very proud of the Norwegian female beach handball team for protesting the very sexist rules about their uniform. The European Handball Federation should be fined for sexism. Then she went on to say, good on you, ladies. I'll be happy to pay your fines. Keep it up. After the news went viral, the president, EHF president, said he would try to change the rules regarding women's uniforms. He said, I can confirm that...
Dinosaurs are making a comeback in Southern California at the Pasadena Rose Bowl. They're not actual real ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was a little upset when I read the rest of this. That's where the nation's largest touring dinosaur exhibit, Jurassic Quest, is now running. The drive-thru features 70 photorealistic animatronic dinosaurs that move and make sounds. The attraction, which was previously an indoor walk-through exhibit, was reimagined as an outdoor collection of exhibits to accommodate for social distancing amid the coronavirus pandemic. The dinosaur drive-through experience will be at the Rose Bowl through August 1st. Hours during operation weekday are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on
Saturday...
Isn't
there a golf course out there? They got them on the golf course? You drive through the golf course to see the...
No, that would be awesome. If you could play on the golf course.
Jurassic Golf?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
No, it's in the parking lot, I think, of the Rose Bowl.
You should take your kids. Your kids would like that.
Yeah, we did it 2 years ago. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell them they're real.
Yeah, my son won't know the difference.
He won't.
All right.
Story number 3, 20 and 21. Speaking of dinosaurs, Heidi, you've been pretty
You know
open.
What kind I am, too. I can't say it on the radio. And I know what kind you
I'll
are,
lick
too.
A lot of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a sore ass.
So you've been pretty open about how when COVID hit, you got a pay cut, right?
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you could maybe sue them for homicide because it turns out how much money you make also affects how long you live.
Oh, wow.
So when they cut your pay, they also cut your life.
Oh, I'm coming for you.
Well, I'm pretty thankful for that, actually, in your case.
Oh.
Money may not buy happiness, but it could buy you a longer life. New research concludes being wealthy can add years to your lifespan. So they researched and found out that every $50,000 accumulated by middle age, your risk drops more and more and more. Now, you may say, well, that's because of genetic reasons. Maybe you make more money. But no, they did it with siblings, too.
Only the poor die young.
Yeah.
The poor die young.
So they did it with brothers and sisters and twins and found out that the sibling that had at least $139,000 more.
This has been all 3 minutes now. Come on.
He just doesn't want to talk about our pay cut anymore. Yeah, it's hurtful.
Here's the weirdest, most boring kink that we've seen in a while. Some guy has been calling libraries all over the country and asking librarians to read him boring legal jargon while he pleasures himself. Yeah, a librarian in Connecticut talked about it on Facebook, a Facebook group. And then other librarians across the country said it's happened to them, too. He specifically wants them to read stuff about Brady versus Maryland, the 1963 Supreme Court case that said prosecutors have to share evidence if it could exonerate a defendant. Other librarians in the group say they've had similar calls from guys asking them to read random stuff, like listing the titles of John Grisham books while they pleasure themselves. Oh, man.
An Uber Eats delivery driver from Odenton, Maryland, struck it lucky after winning a $250,000 prize on a $10 scratcher. According to CNN, who reported the story yesterday, the winner, dubbed Grateful Mom for the purpose of anonymity, was sitting in her car waiting for her next job. Again, an Uber Eats driver. When she scratched off the winning ticket, she told the Maryland Lottery that her Uber Eats app alerted her to the next job within seconds, but then she immediately thought to herself, I don't want to do Uber Eats right now. She then added, man, I was just sitting in the car going crazy. She's 47 years old. She hit the jackpot through single play of the cash scratch-off game. Grateful Mom's a regular scratch-off ticket player, but usually limits her purchases. She purchased the ticket from a Quick Save Mart in Maryland and went to the app on her phone to see remaining tickets with top prizes, and that's when the $10 cash game caught her eye. After purchasing a ticket, she returned to her car and learned she had won the top prize shortly after. I feel bad for the person who was like, where's my food? That's what I related to in the story, by the way. I just wanted to
Well, it's finally happening. LeVar Burton is set to debut his guest hosting duties for Jeopardy tonight.
He'll be great.
Oh, wow.
I think he will be great.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
He'll get it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You think so?
He'll get the job, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The actor and reading advocate has been a favorite for fans when it came to finding someone to handle hosting after the passing of Alex Trebek. In April, over 250,000 fans signed a petition to make Burton the next host of Jeopardy. In a video on the official Jeopardy YouTube channel, Burton said, I have been a fan of Jeopardy for all my life, and when this opportunity came to me, I couldn't pass it up. So he's going to be the host of Jeopardy tonight. I guess we'll all see kind of how he does. And
he'll be great.
He's got to do kind of a little run through, and if he does do great, those questions are kind of hard. Can you imagine
standing
up there?
All he's got to do is read it.
Yeah, I know, but
I mean, reading Rainbow, dude, you know how to read.
I guess so.
Since we're talking influential black men, story number 7 is about Kanye West. I can't imagine the pressure he's under, you guys, being as influential as Kanye West is. And that's not
in
a
his
joke.
Own mind.
No, mm-hmm. In life, Frank, in life. I promise you, you own something.
Kanye's decisions don't affect me either way.
No, they same.
Absolutely affect every part of your life.
No.
From your fashion
not
to the music you
not
listen to, Kanye has
zero.
Had a major effect.
I have never turned
on
to him for anything.
Zero.
No, not on purpose, but it's subliminal.
Even accidentally.
The entire industry is affected by what Kanye does, and now he had his listening party for Donda, which is going to change music again, but
that
he
is.
Decided that it's not ready yet. So he's waiting.
He filled a stadium to do a listening party, came out on stage with pantyhose on his head.
Yeah.
And stood there for an hour.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he played the album for people, but after he heard it out loud and saw the crowd reaction, he goes, you know what? It's not ready.
Because it sucked?
No, not because it sucked, because it's not influential enough, Frank.
Because the crowd reaction was like, who are you? See, marijuana travel is here, and this new cannabis hotel is leading the way as more and more states open for travel. A new cannabis hotel, North California's Scotia Lodge, is right in the middle of Humboldt Bay. 12,000 cannabis farms sitting at the entrance of the Avenue of Giants at Humboldt Redwood State Park. Scotia Lodge reopened earlier this month. It has 22 rooms and suites, plus the main and mill kitchen and bar. Starting in September, the hotel will offer on-site cannabis delivery and consumption. Well, that's any hotel I'm in.
Yeah.
Guests can scan a QR code and get cannabis products delivered to their room.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Or within the hotel's main areas. Available products will include gummies, candies, chocolates, pre-roll joints, oils, and more.
All right, can you imagine? Room service? Hi, room service.
I said that's pretty much any hotel I'm staying in.
No, that's true, I guess. All right, a vulnerable woman. We kind of talked about these people earlier, the agoraphobic people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she is being called a vulnerable woman. We don't know what her vulnerabilities are exactly, but she stayed inside her house. She sheltered in place for 9 months due to COVID. She was hit and killed by a truck after leaving her house for the first time.
Oh!
For the after 9 months not going anywhere.
Thank God she was locked down.
She became distracted while untangling her face mask as she stepped into a road. Now, at that moment, a truck reversed onto the street and struck her. She became trapped under the vehicle, was later pronounced dead at the scene.
Oh, man.
An inquest heard the woman was classed as clinically vulnerable during the pandemic. Again, has not left the house until this day. She finally leaves.
At least she didn't die of COVID.
Well, yeah, there's that. She was waiting for a taxi.
She won.
She crossed the road while trying to disentangle a mask from her handbag. She wandered into the street, which was into the truck driver's blind spot. So when he was going in reverse, he couldn't see her.
Movie fandoms are a crazy thing. People who live and breathe a particular film or franchise will pick apart and overanalyze even the tiniest detail. And that explains the debate over the original Captain America movie, The First Avenger, and whether Cap was a virgin in the film. Well, the screenwriters have an answer, and they say Mr. Steve Rogers was doing good in that particular neighborhood. Stephen McFeely says, quote, "I think he loses his virginity. Why do people think he's a virgin? I think if you look at that and you're going to see him going city to city and you're signing autographs, the likes of the ladies you're signing autographs for, I got to imagine that he was having some sex."
We're taking the word of a man named McFeely.
Yes. I mean, in the movie, it shows him, like, when he became Captain America, he is going around and meeting the little kids and stuff. Like, he's going to go into these cities.
When he comes out with that new body of his, of course he's going to be using it.
Of course.
No, but he's in your brain. You're still that scrawny guy.
But they didn't know him at that point. They only knew him as jacked Captain America.
Story 11, 20 and 21. All right, everybody close your eyes. Think about your ex. Picture their face.
No.
Yes, come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Do it. It's an exercise.
All right, fine, go. I got it.
Now, pretend that you have to act like you're in love with that person because it's your job.
Ugh.
Oh, you got to kiss them and say sweet things to them and people are going to film you. Yeah, there's a whole list of exes that have to pretend or did have to pretend to be in love on screen even after they broke up. Ugh. Like Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake. They dated from 03 to 07, but then they played love interest in 2011, Bad Teacher. They'd been broken up for years and now they have to act like they're in love.
Oh, no.
Jennifer Aniston and Tate Donovan were about to break up in real life. Yes.
Yes.
And then he got the role to play her boyfriend in 5 episodes as they were breaking up.
And she was madly in love with him.
Oh,
in the show.
So
she had to
they
really
did
play
5
up.
Episode storyline where they were in love, but they were breaking up in the process. And Kaley Cuoco and Johnny Galecki secretly dated for 2 years at the beginning of the show, but they did 12 seasons.
Oh, I did
after
not
they
know
broke
that.
Up.
Weird.
How old were you when you first felt like a true adult? A new poll found 7% of us still don't feel like grown-ups. Did everybody here feel like grown-up? Like
yes.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny feel like grown-up?
No. No, I don't.
I moved to Los Angeles when I was 23 by myself. I felt pretty grown-up.
Sounds like around 1 in 14 people don't feel like an adult.
No.
That includes about 5% of people in their 30s and 40s, and 1% of people over 55 still don't feel like an adult. The most common age when we start feeling like an adult is 18, and the second most common answer was younger than 18.
Oh, no, well, little one.
So a lot of us grew up fast. The rest of the top 5 ages are 21, 25, and 20.
Johnny, you're a married man with
2
children.
I know, like, I shouldn't even have kids. I don't even feel like an adult. Shouldn't have them.
I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
See? See?
Nothing I'm not really come back with there.
No arguments whatsoever. You might remember Jonathan Lipnicki as the little kid in Jerry Maguire or Stuart Little. Well, he's all grown up, and he's using his MMA skills. You're gonna die when you see this kid's body. I shouldn't say kid.
This
he's a man. He's a man. He's a grown man. But you remember
him. He doesn't feel like a grown up yet.
You remember him from Jerry Maguire. Well, now he is a grown up. He's an MMA fighter.
He is?
Yeah, I mean, he's got MMA skills. He is defending the Orthodox Jewish community. Jonathan said there's been a lot of anti-Semitic hate crimes and violence towards Jews in the L.A. area. Come on, give me a shirtless photo, Johnny.
I know.
People have been trying to run over children or even shooting them with paintballs as they go to temple. When he learned of the incident, there were a group of pro-Palestinian men attacked Jewish diners at one particular place. It inspired him to team up with his martial arts friend and actor Remy Franklin to create a support system to prevent future attacks. Jonathan said their goal is, quote, to make sure everybody got home or to the synagogue safely. Families, women, children, because everybody should have the right to worship without being discriminated against.
I can get that shirt up.
Come on, Johnny.
You're running out of time, Johnny.
There we go. Okay. All right. Today is National Aunt and Uncle Day. Sorry, Frank, if I'm bringing up bad memories for you. And you're supposed to honor those who happen to be related to you. But here's one person who won't be giving her aunt a call. A TikToker named Madison Benneau says her aunt by marriage recently tried to have her 85-year-old grandmother killed because she didn't want her at her wedding. The woman's son is getting married in a week, and she hates his grandmother, a.k.a. her own mother-in-law. So she hired a hitman to take her out. But then her husband overheard her talking about it, so the hit didn't happen. Madison's family got the cops involved, but it's not clear if the aunt has been arrested yet. Meanwhile, the wedding is a week away, and the grandmother hasn't been invited. And she's upset about it. It's not clear if they told her about the hitman or not.
Yeah, if you don't want probably somebody not at a wedding, just don't invite them to the wedding. You don't have to kill them. Just no invites.
Story number 15, 20 and 21. In my opinion, the general consensus is that Johnny is an idiot. You hear anything wrong with that sentence?
You can't say in your opinion and then general consensus.
Ah, well, so people use filler words when they want to sound super smart. So in my opinion is one of those instances where people are trying to add words, but if you're giving an opinion, you don't need to say in my opinion. It's obviously coming out of your mouth.
Right.
Or general consensus is redundant. There's no consensus that isn't general. That's what a consensus is. Other examples are I feel badly about that. People think it sounds smarter than I feel bad, but it's actually wrong. Like you wouldn't say I feel greatly about that.
Right.
Or postpone until later. Well, that's what postponing is. You're postponing it until later.
Yeah, let's postpone that.
If you're going to postpone it to earlier, you need a time machine. And the reason being instead of because. So the most annoying sentence might be, I feel badly, but I need to postpone our meeting until later. The reason being, I forgot about it.
Oh, God. Punch.
Jacek Olczak, the CEO of Marlboro maker Philip Morris, found the story. Said yesterday that the company will stop selling cigarettes in Britain in the next 10 years. It's not fake news. Olczak is urging the British government to treat cigarettes like fossil fuel cars and basically regulate them to death. The government is banning the sales of gasoline-powered vehicles in 2030. Philip Morris wants to transition to a healthcare and wellness company where half its sales come from non-smoking products. The company currently generates a quarter of its revenue from alternatives such as its electronic IQOS device that heats tobacco instead of burning it. Earlier this month, Philip Morris said it would buy Vectura, a company that makes asthma inhalers. Critics say the public shouldn't trust cigarette companies to lead a campaign that would ban smoking, especially when they're still marketing cigarettes in lower-income countries where most of the world's smokers now reside.
God. All right, well, that's kind of bad news. This is good news. Wildlife Safari in Oregon is once again making headlines in big cat conservation. They welcomed two critically endangered Sumatran tiger cubs this past Sunday, July 11th. 9-year-old female Sumatran tiger Raya became a first-time mom to two healthy cubs. Mom cleaned the cubs off immediately. They have both been nursing away. It's not only a huge accomplishment for Wildlife Safari, but also for the entire zoo community and the international tiger population. The Wildlife Safari has not had tiger cubs born there since the early 1980s, and never before has part of the tiger species in the survival breeding program. So since the early 80s, they haven't had cubs, and now they've got two.
Where's it, San Diego?
This is in Oregon. Oh. Wildlife Safari in Oregon. Two cubs, one male, one female, were named by major park contributors. Phoebe and Lou Hahn are their names. The tiger cubs will spend time with mom off display because they're young yet, so they want to, like, you know, you're not going to be able to go and see them right away. They'll be off display for a period of time before being visible to the public. But the park welcomes all to sharing the upcoming Facebook Live events celebrating the birth of a litter.
This is a story that I could see Heidi and her lady and happening to.
Okay.
This happened last week in Montreal, Canada. A couple was kissing and fell backwards into the glass door of a barber shop, and it was shattered. And we have the video here. The couple didn't tell anyone, and the owner eventually saw it on security cam.
Wow.
He thought it was funny, so he posted the clip, and it went viral.
They fell into a barbershop and got a little cut.
Very good.
And he runs.
Yeah, he kind of like.
No, thanks, honey. But
leaves her there, and they both run off. Yeah.
Oh.
Play the audio. Come on.
Yeah. Just couldn't handle your reaction. How do you think that was a great kiss? Because she broke something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were so hot. We broke the door.
Yeah.
Here comes the barbershop quartet.
Great kisser.
The barbershop owner, he's asking the couple to come forward so he can give them a free night stay at a hotel.
Oh, damn.
Story 19, 20 and 21.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
That's my impression of this Indonesian man who reportedly is facing arrest after he disguised himself as his wife.
Oh.
Because he was COVID positive, Heidi, but guess what? His wife was COVID negative and he needed to fly. So he put this traditional garment on that covers him from head to toe with just the eye slits open.
Yeah.
And so he pretended to be her and gave them her ID and gave them her negative COVID test. And then he got on the flight. And it would have worked, too, if it weren't for that darn flight attendant. The flight attendant noticed this guy go into the airplane bathroom in the full traditional garb and then came out as a man.
He had
changed clothes because he didn't want to sit in that thing the entire flight.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's uncomfortable.
So she told somebody and they detained him when he landed and they did a COVID test. And sure enough, he was positive and he's facing charges.
Mrs. Doubtfire, too.
You are a black belt in karate.
Taekwondo.
Right?
Come on, Frank.
An 83-year-old woman in Utah is now a fifth degree black belt in karate. Think you'd kick her ass still?
I think so.
Yeah. And Chuck Norris himself awarded it to her at an event on Saturday. She got into karate 15 years ago after her 11-year-old granddaughter started taking lessons. Now she's a fifth-degree black belt.
Karate grandma.
A couple in Oregon named Drew and Kayla Gottfried were married 14 years ago, and the people who videotaped their wedding said they accidentally erased the whole thing. But it turned out that wasn't true. Drew recently found the footage, but kept it a secret for months. Then he rented out a theater for their anniversary, told them they were going to play one of her favorite movies, and played their wedding tape instead. Now, a video of her reaction is blowing up on TikTok. And a 17-year-old from Houston named Larissa Leon just won a $10,000 scholarship for making her prom dress entirely out of duct tape. She did it for a contest that Duck Brand Duct Tape does every year. She says it took 163 hours and 47 rolls of tape. And a coyote was chasing an 11-year-old and her tiny Yorkshire Terrier in Toronto, and the dog somehow fought it off.
Oh.
It ended up with some bad bites, but
she, I saw so she many should be people. Fine. So many people have sent me that video.
There you go. Feeling a couple extra stories for you in 2021, right?
You did.
But right now, we gotta get some traffic from Shirley.
It's just funny every morning. It's consistently good.
I'll drink to that.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. We've all seen relationships that ran into major deal breakers like cheating. But sometimes things end for the smallest possible reasons. I think we did that last week. It was like, so what finally made you like say, hey, this is it. It's over. We're getting divorced. There might be something small at the end because it's just the last little thing puts you over the edge. But in the beginning, when something, you know, about somebody, it's like, I can't date you. You have my mom's name. And now it's like that'd be kind of weird. Everything about you is great, but you're Sandy. So I can't really date you, Sandy. Sorry.
Mm.
Would you date somebody with your mom's name?
I married somebody with, our moms have the same name, which is kind of weird, too. They're both Barbs.
Barbs.
Yeah. But I will say my first boyfriend, I always say
first. Your name's Barb, like, you're more likely to have a lesbian baby.
Like, yeah, did you know that? I don't know if you guys knew that. Barbs everywhere going, oh, no, she does like softball and Melissa Etheridge. Should I be worried? But my first boyfriend, my only boyfriend, really, Joe.
Yep.
He had lost his... whatever tooth this is called, just a side one.
Bicuspid?
Like a molar. No, not this. But like a molar, where if like when you smile.
Yeah.
He gotten that pulled. And I was like, well, what are you putting in there? And he goes, what do you mean? I go,
it's Indiana for you.
Uh-uh.
My little sister Dina came out and she told me, she's like, yeah, I'm missing a tooth. I go, really? Which one? She pulled it back. She's missing the molar. I go, my wife
on
goes,
her top?
She goes, no, bottom. She goes, get that fixed. She's like, why? I'm from Indiana. Everybody's missing a tooth in Indiana.
Well, so it would be like when he would smile, and he had a nice smile, but he was missing this side tooth, and I was embarrassed. Like, I will say. And that was sort of one of the reasons I was like, I can't. And he was the greatest guy in the world. But that just sort of really kind of did turn me off, that he wouldn't get a tooth put in there. Like, that's your side tooth. It's not in the back, or maybe on the bottom and you can't see it. Like, you don't necessarily see your bottom teeth in your smile, but you see
it's
that.
It's right up here.
That one.
Yeah, that's not a molar. That's a bicuspid.
On the right side. Just that one.
It's left side.
So however big you smile. These are
canines, incisors, bicuspids, molars.
Okay. And a tooth changes.
That's pre-dental.
A tooth changes a whole head, as you know, because you've got a flipper.
Oh, so right.
You can and for him to not get that, I was like, I can't be with you. That really was one of those.
Right.
Really
something bobbing. Silly. 818-955-2955 is the number.
But your sister legit not getting her tooth fixed? Not getting an implant?
Yeah.
Frank.
I didn't get tooth fixed for her. Not in the front. You know, it's just in the side. And I didn't even see it when she smiled. She can't even see it.
So she's the one that brought it up. Like, I just lost this tooth.
I don't even know how it came up about someone missing a tooth.
Oh, God.
And then she's like, yeah, I'm missing a tooth, too. I'm like, really? Let me see. She pulled her back, the old hole there on the bottom right side.
Oh, no, no, no.
She's like, damn, Dina, what happened?
Get it fixed.
She's like, it was chipped or something or cracked. And so they pulled it out, and they're like, okay, we need to put an implant in there. It's going to cost this much. She's like, F you. I ain't paying that.
Well, I know. That stuff does get expensive. She's got two little girls
to
care
of. If it's front tooth, maybe. Back tooth, pfft, right. Good luck getting that money.
Yeah, my brother knocked out his two front teeth. He fell out of his truck, passed out, fell out of his truck, claims he was sober. Who knows?
No, he wasn't.
Knocked his two front teeth out, and I said, oh, so when are you getting those fixed? Why am I getting them fixed? So that you have teeth?
It's Indiana.
He does not care. He still doesn't have
tooth. You want to fit in,
my mom,
miss a tooth.
I talked to my mom yesterday. It was her birthday. We talked, and she goes, you know, your brother still doesn't have two front teeth. I said, yeah, Mom, I don't understand.
Why don't you pay for it? He can't afford it. Why don't you buy him teeth?
He's a veteran. He can go get free dental.
You really think so?
He's a Marine Corps veteran.
All the vets are taken care of. So great.
But he doesn't care. I will say this. I would happily buy him teeth.
Have you told him that?
He knows I would buy
him. Just send him the check. Let him buy it.
Oh, no, no, no. I will pay the dental office. Otherwise, I'll be buying cases of beer. Believe me.
That's right.
It's not my first rodeo with my brother.
I'm actually surprised you don't like your brother more, because none of your Yorkies have teeth, right?
Yep. How do you explain that?
All of a sudden, I'm closer with my brother since he's missing teeth. And his tongue just hangs out in that middle hole.
Mm-hmm.
He's so adorable.
818-955-2955 if you broke up with somebody. It's over something silly like...
You did, like a laugh. That was dumb. Debbie was great.
Debbie was great.
A laugh, Frank.
Her laugh was
so annoying.
You
shallow bastard.
Oh, my God.
A laugh.
Yeah,
can you believe you'd couldn't stick with somebody with an annoying laugh for longer?
I know. I've read the social media. I'm not surprised our ratings suck.
I'm your professor.
People couldn't stick around. They liked you in the beginning, then dumped your ass.
I'll change my laugh.
How could you not stick around for that for 21 years?
I will change my laugh. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why people don't listen. We need more women numbers. I'm going to laugh different. I'm changing.
Don't ever change, Heidi.
I'm going to change.
I don't care about numbers. Oh, man. Let's see. Another this petty reason you got dumped or dumped somebody. She kept putting ellipses everywhere in texts.
Oh, yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
Can't stand that. She had a live long, live, laugh, love sign in her living room wall. Oh, yeah. Live, laugh, love.
Mm.
Can't stand those people who want to live, laugh, and love. My God.
Oh, sorry. That was the same laugh. It's going to take some time, guys. Be patient with me.
This woman says he didn't use pillowcases.
Yeah.
Looks like you dumped him, too.
Yeah, no, that's no bueno. Not happening.
He owned them, but never actually put them on.
Oh, so he's got these yellow, sweat-stained, drool-stained...
I guess that's what it's for.
Pillows. Gross.
Pillow condom.
Yeah.
He refused to eat any kind of vegetables at the age of 25.
Oh, yeah. Still eating like
a baby. Chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese.
Mm.
Every time I asked her what she'd like to do, it was an annoying, I don't know.
Oh yeah, the indecisive.
But then, you know, I'm all in that. I'm not going to ask you what you want to do. I'm telling you what we're doing.
Ooh, daddy.
See what I'm saying? Don't ask her what she wants to
we're
do.
We're going it's here like, and you'll like it.
Make plans. Make plans. She's on board. You know what? You're taking her to do your plans. Don't be asking her what she wants to do. She doesn't want to be asked what to do. Take her out. Do it. Know what you're doing. Eric, you seem like the type. It's like, so what do you want to do? Want to see a movie?
I know, but last night I was sitting in bed and I was like, I'd like my wife to come in here. And I texted her. I go, get in here.
Now.
Oh.
Yeah. From in my room, in our room, she was watching TV and I just said, get in here.
What happened when she got in there?
Oh, she came in there, Frank.
Yeah, then what happened?
And then she gave me a goodnight kiss and said, see ya.
What? Wait.
I said, no, I meant like, get in here,
she's like,
you know.
What do you
get
want?
Get in here. Oh, so like, she said, but I got to clean my face. And I said, I can wait. Just
I'll
get
I'll
in
clean
here.
Your face.
Yeah.
Get in
yeah,
here.
Clean your face. I'll be waiting. But then I have to brush my teeth.
I'm
going to
make you have to clean your face. Get in here.
So I sat there and waited and tried to keep the attitude up. And finally she came in and we had sexual intercourse.
Oh. So it doesn't even sound like it was consensual.
No, she came back
you
in.
You bullied her into having sex with you.
Get in here.
Go wash your face and brush your teeth. Now get in here.
Get them clothes off.
Slow. Take him slow.
It was great, though.
Put on these clothes.
It ended up being fan
freaking
casting.
Put on your clothes,
Eric?
I'm going to do that sometime. I'm going to just do that to my wife.
Get in here.
Get in. What do you want? Just get in here.
Yeah.
I know. I'm doing something. What do you want? What is it?
Yeah. I'm taking a crap. What do you want? Well, you just ruined it. Great. I want you to get in here now. I know your crap.
Clean up and get in here.
Great. Slap some TP on it and get in here. Oh, no.
That's still got
that's everyone's homework. Do the get in here text. See what percentage of people actually it's successful.
Okay,
with.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Okay, everybody's homework is get in here.
Why, what's wrong? I'll probably get.
And you got to.
Why, what's wrong?
Let's do that as a challenge on Instagram. Okay. Hashtag get in here. And you got to post the response you got.
Okay. Get in here. She's going to say, why, what's wrong?
Uh-huh.
Nothing's wrong. Everything's right. Get in here. Okay, I'm doing it tonight.
That's not
get
sexy.
In here. I'm close.
Don't make me start without you.
I already started. Now get in here.
Finish it off. Ew.
It.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. I wasn't sure if I could say me. I didn't know if that was a graphic depiction, so yeah, I went with it.
Finish it off.
Yeah.
But finish it.
Yeah,
finish.
Almost sounds like something that should be ended. some other petty reason that you broke up with somebody or just didn't go any further says, I broke up with my 8th grade boyfriend right before Christmas, so I wouldn't have to buy him gifts.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, the gift holidays. Like, I can't stick around for that.
Mm-hmm. She's not worth a gift.
And a woman dropped a guy after he dropped something and said, whoopsie. I can't be with a guy who says, whoopsie. So,
I don't know. That's kind of cute.
Hello, Debbie.
It's Betty, but that's okay.
Hey, Betty.
Hello there. Yeah, I broke up with this fantastic guy because I didn't like the way he dressed.
Well, that can be changed.
He was too prim and proper for me. I like the rugged, you know, like that, you know. And he's like a multimillionaire now, and you know. But that's okay. I'm married to the love of my life now, and you know.
He's a hobo who dresses rugged. This other guy.
He's bald and he has a belly, and you know. But I love him, and you know what? He just fought cancer and won. So
awesome.
Is that why he's bald?
No. He was bald before that. So, he only lost his facial hair, but that's coming back. But, he had a throat cancer. Ooh. And, it was horrible. But anyway, he's
no wonder
you
married him. He had that throat cancer like,
Michael Douglas,
cause you got the HPV, don't you?
That's exactly HPV. Yep. Crazy.
And old bald, exactly. Old bald belly likes going downtown. Get in here.
Oh, he's a bet. He's a best. Oh, I'm telling him tonight, get your ass in here.
Hey, right. Modified.
You go, Betty.
Damn, Betty.
You already won your prize.
Get your bald.
I got you.
All right. Thank you, Betty.
Did you notice Heidi's response to that? She said, he was a terrible dresser. And Heidi's immediate response as a woman was, but that can be changed.
Right. Yeah, dressing, that's
him.
Not.
You can change him.
If he's a terrible dresser.
No, how about anything you'd say that can change? It's never going to, okay? So don't try, ladies. Stop it. Except, don't change.
Yeah, don't see a guy as potential. See him as who he is.
My wife,
accept him, love him.
No, my wife wore acid wash jeans when we got together. She had acid wash jeans.
Well, it was time, 1987.
No, this was 2004. And I was like, we got to get you some new jeans.
Why?
Because it's not 1984.
But who cares?
I care.
But why?
You're on my arm.
It's you not represent your body. Me when we go out.
Oh, God.
Her body, her choice? Not in my house.
And that's Heidi's real voice. We finally found
yes.
out.
Yes.
It is.
Dikembe Mutombo. That's me in real life.
Christina has a breakup story. Hey, Christina.
Hi.
All right. So you broke up with somebody over something silly?
Yes and no. It's you decide. I broke up with a guy because we were out after dating for probably about a month or two, maybe three. I saw him eat his boogers.
Yes, you leave him. When were you dating a third grader?
Thank you. That's what I thought.
I mean, are you sure you saw him eat a booger?
Oh, God.
I absolutely did. We're out at like the movie theater. We're watching a film, and I look over at him, you know, smiling, holding his hand, and there he is. He like pulled it out and just ate it.
I can't.
So
oh my God.
Disgusting. Oh my God. I'm not kidding.
Had you kissed really him yet happened. At this point?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say something or did you say he doesn't know why you broke up?
He doesn't know why. I just said, you know, I just.
It's not you. It's not.
It's not you.
It's me. It's really me.
Oh, my God.
But then I called my current husband and I was like, you know, we need to get together again. And now we have three kids. So it all worked out.
It worked out as it was supposed to work out. Oh, my God.
All right, indeed. Christina. Thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, that's not really a silly reason.
No, that's legit.
Yeah, they're eating boogers. Yeah, dump them. Not that they have the same name as your dad or your mom.
Right.
That's silly. Can't get around that. God.
And then you know what would be weird is if she finds out that later down the road that guy, oh, yeah, he's married, got a couple kids. Some woman agreed to that.
But maybe she never saw him, you know, eat a booger.
If you're on a date, you're...
He was in a movie theater. It was dark. He thought he got away with it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was like a kernel of corn. He had and pulled it out to look at it, like he got it out of his teeth. And she thought it was a booger in the dark. But it wasn't a booger. It was just a piece of corn got stuck in there.
A booger in the dark. The Christine story.
I mean, you catch somebody eating a booger with a knife and fork. Yeah, get the hell out of there. Guy's crazy.
Well, at least he's classy, sort of. I mean, as classy as you can eat a booger.
Was he using the right fork? Wow.
I never know which fork to use on the booger.
He went to the cotillion.
Well, I do declare.
Oh, man. Yeah, when we're ready to leave somebody, why do we care so much as far as, like, okay, as far how they feel, or you're never going to see them again?
Because we don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Just tell them the truth.
That's too hard to do.
Or even if you're going to leave somebody, why are you spying on them? They say that the 1 in 5, so 20% of us, 1 in 5 spouses use spy gear on their partner prior to divorce.
Well, maybe because you want to confirm, you think somebody's cheating on
you.
You've
already thought it and you already believe it to the point you're going to the spy shop.
That's true. You should just get out.
Yes. Yeah. Because if you don't find anything, you're going to stay. Obviously, the relationship's so bad, you're at the spy store.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody listening to the show has purchased spy equipment of some kind?
Oh, 100%.
Kind?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they're spying on their spouse right now and the spouse doesn't know it?
Spy gear or something to put on the car so you can be like, oh, really? You're at work right now? Really?
Well, you get that. You get
why
that,
does it say you're at such and such?
360 Life or whatever 360. On your phone. So yeah. It's like you kind of know where people are all the time. I'm not on that, though. I said, no, I refuse.
Mm-hmm. I'm on it. I don't care.
Why are you on it? Usually it's something you get for your kids. Know where your kids are and it tells you how fast they were going and stuff.
Yeah, we're each on it for each other.
Why?
In case I get kidnapped.
No one's kidnapping you.
That's what my mom said, but you don't know.
If they did, they'd bring you back.
And that's what my dad said. Am I reliving my childhood? I feel like I might be. I'm going to my room.
John's got a breakup story. Hey, John, so you broke up with somebody for something stupid?
Actually, it was my brother. I was trying to get him to break up with his, wife. We saw her basically put her finger in her ear, scrape all the wax out of her ear, and then eat it.
Oh, shut up. Nobody does that.
It was me, my dad, and my brother. We sat there, saw her do it while we were watching a UFC fight.
Oh, my God.
She did it, and then she noticed that we were watching her, and she goes, "What?" after she did it. And we all started laughing, and we're like, ugh.
Well, maybe she has a hankering for cauliflower because you're watching UFC and the cauliflower ear got her going. She's like, I love cauliflower.
But then I was like, earwax.
But then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to kiss her goodbye at the end of the night. I'm not going to do any of that.
That's the first time I've ever heard anybody eating earbugs.
She scraped it from the top of the rim.
Fingernails.
I got it.
Oh my God!
She had them DMV fingernails.
He never even said if his brother left her though.
He didn't.
I mean, that ought to do it.
All right, Abel's got a breakup story. Hey, Abel.
Hey, how's it going, Frank? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Just want to let you.
What petty reason did you break up with somebody for?
Dating a girl that my daughter and her had the same name. Olivia.
That's tough. What?
But why'd you even start dating her if you're like, oh.
Well, I was dating her before I had my daughter.
So why'd you name your daughter after her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue.
Ew. Oh. The hell, Abel?
Abel.
Yeah, they had the same name. Yeah, I gave my daughter the same name as my girlfriend. It really freaked me out. What?
Okay.
All right, finally, Jimmy. Jimmy, you're the last one. So,
I'm the last one. Okay, let's make this good.
Yeah, let's make it good. Come on.
Okay, it's a combination of the current topic and the next topic of the spying on your ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I knew my ex was cheating on me. I knew she was. I was 100% sure. I felt it in my gut. So I'm a delivery driver. And on my way home from a delivery, I would go by her house. You know, I wouldn't go out of my way to go by her house, but if it was on the route, I'd just drive by, see what was going on. And she'd tell me she's at home. And, you know, I just saved them up. I saved them up for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. You know, and this is probably half a dozen times I'd gone by there. And she looked at me. She said, I was shopping. I said, well, why wouldn't you just tell me you're shopping? She said, oh, well, okay, really, I was at the casino. I have a gambling problem. I'm like, yeah, okay, she's either cheating or she's a compulsive gambler. So I broke up with her. You know, I mean, either way, she was lying to me.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's petty or not, but, you know, it ended it.
No, I mean, the lying,
that's
legit.
Well, you don't want to be a compulsive gambler either.
No, spends all your money.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy.
It's the same as cheating, really. Cheating on you, cheating on the money. I wouldn't be with either. I mean.
You are with a compulsive gambler. You go to Vegas and she stays up all night playing blackjack.
Once a year. That's so bad.
As far as you know. She's out to commerce right now.
Well, sometimes we'll be out in the desert, and I'll wake up at 2 a.m. to go pee, and she's gone.
You're not with a compulsive gambler?
I mean, we're doing okay financially, I think.
You don't even know the numbers?
No.
Because she handles finance person in that.
Yeah.
That happened to me once.
I'm like, where the hell?
All of a sudden, all your money's totally gone, Heidi.
And I'll wake up to a little post-it note on the mirror that says, you know, at spotlight 29. And I'm like, oh, okay. Comes home smelling like cigarettes.
And Maria.
You know what? You need to knock that off.
She's still working with Maria?
She works from home now, and that's where she's staying. I don't care if they have a go back to work order. She's staying home or she's quitting her job.
You might want to get one of them spy cameras, put it in her car, find out where she's going.
She's on camera constantly. I got eyes on.
Okay.
Unless she's got some sort of dummy of herself in the office. I'm going to look right now.
Get an IUD tracker inside there. Find out.
We call that low crack.
It's got a photosensitive light on it, so you know if any light gets in there, you know what's going on. Like one of them ring cameras with a light on it outside.
Ding dong. No, no ding dongs allowed.
Mentioned earlier that Jackie Mason had passed away in 93, yeah. The legend. And this story, it's a fact, fun fact. Frank Sinatra supposedly hired thugs to beat up Jackie Mason for making fun of him for marrying Mia Farrow, who was 30 years younger. After Mason had his face wired back together, he kept making jokes. He said, quote, Frank Sinatra saved my life one night. He said, boys, that's enough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
Well, someone can take a juke. That's back when the cancel culture was a little different.
Yeah, so I guess cancel culture's always been a thing.
It's been around. People can't take jokes. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Christian Hand join us. He's going to break down a rock song for us down to individual elements. Everyone's favorite part of the week. Christian Hand is next. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Feedback.
Rock and roll, rock
that's
and
rock and roll,
roll
sounds
that.
Right there. What's up, Christian?
Check, check, testing 1, 2.
Oh, you sound awesome.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Better than you.
Yes. What's going? Is this Mike the mic? What mic is this? Sounds weird.
I know it does sound weird.
Listen, look, I'm rock and roll about it all. I got a big hi, everybody.
Hi, Christian.
All right, so I got to get to this quickly because I spent 2.5 hours on this 3.5 minutes the other day on the old grams of the Insta. Ex-manager, John Mayer,
yeah,
with his new hit, Last Train Home, which I happen to be a big fan of. The new record is really good.
Is that sob rock?
The sob rock is a very, very good, it's a very good album, I'll be honest with you. And, of course, John was on there, and we spent a few hours on Saturday morning, and one of the things that he spoke about was the fact that I was actually sort of, if I may use a pun, instrumental in the making of the record, because
hey.
He and Don Was, he had become a huge fan, and he went back to the studio because he was inspired, and then he and Don Was and the rest of the band would sit there, and they would watch my Instagram show, and then they would start recording. And they would be constantly saying, oh, is this something Christian would really like in a song?
If no he, way. If he,
yeah, yeah, no. It was, yeah, I met Don Was, and he was like, dude, you were the
wow,
the line that we would use as to whether something would stay in a song or not. So the thing with Last Train Home is that it's actually the perfect example of that, because there are so many little Easter eggs that they put in the song specifically for me to find. And then I got to text Don, and I was like, I found all the Easter eggs, man. So anyway, let's get to it. We have on drums... Brilliant Aaron Sterling, grooves like a mum, plays with Kelly Clarkson, Foreigner, Fiona Apple, Taylor, produced by, this of course, Don Was and John, and mixed by the incredible Spike Stent. So we have this great groove, little roughs on the old snare drum, such a good pocket. Then we get a little fills, and then we get to the pre-chorus, hi-hat kicks in. And then we go to the chorus, and we get this. A little bit of drum fill right here. And then on the end vamp, we get the ride cymbal, which Sterling did admit was an overdub, but we ain't going to judge it. Comes in with this. So that's the first beginning of that's the beginning of the drum tracks. Then John did an MPC track, which is a rhythm device. So he did a little programming of this thing. You add that to this, which is dope. But this is my favorite. One of the other things that they did was when they were talking and they were like, hey, man, we should get, we need to get some percussion and some keys and all that. They actually went and hired the people that had played on all of the records that I had been showing them. So the percussionist is Lenny Castro, who's played on everything. So they brought Lenny in, and Lenny did some amazing percussion tracks. Total Toto vibes. Such a sick groove. Pre-chorus of this. It's so good. Was they buried this little thing, so this will become important later, she said, smiling. Just remember this. They put this in there, which goes like this. It goes. The little go-go bells. Remember those. They'll become important in a few minutes. All right, so now on bass, the great Sean Hurley, who I actually saw. I went to the 930 Club many years ago to watch a band called Vertical Horizon, if you remember them. I went to see them play. And halfway through the show, and I went with a very cred friend of mine who's indie as F, and he was there. And halfway through the show, the bass player did a, like, the band left the stage and did a bass solo with his foot on the monitor. And we were like, this is, who does a bass solo? So then in talking to Matt from Vertical Horizon, when he was joining us in the chat, he was saying that that was actually a complete joke that they would pull and force the bass player. Well, it turns out the bass player was Sean Hurley. So I got to tell Sean Hurley, I was like, dude, I watched your bass solo at the 930 Club. He was like, bro, that, it was the worst. Like, I'm going to stand there and know that I'm doing it. And it was like a 3-minute bass solo. Such an amazing bass player. So good. Pre-chorus of this. One of the first Easter eggs I found was on the fade out. He does this thing, which is so good. Ready? It's so good. And you own it's right before the. It's got all of John's noodle doodle pseudosaurus over the top of it, so you don't hear it. It's buried. It's so good. All right, so now we start to get to some meat and potatoes. The first thing that is glorious is the acoustic track, which is recorded, of course, brilliantly and mixed by Spike Stent. That's your verse, your pre-chorus. Beautiful. To the chorus. All right, so that's your acoustic guitars. I'm smashing through. We literally did this for 2.5 hours the other day on Instagram. It was amazing. So the keys are the great Greg Fillinganes. Greg Fillinganes has played on all of Michael Jackson's stuff. He learned his role from playing with Stevie Wonder when he was like 19 years old, which is amazing. So Greg came in and they hired him to do all the keyboards. So yeah, these amazing 80s keys. But the one that I love is this one that goes. Gloriously 80s. Add the other one in. For the acoustic. Many inverted chords for you music nerds. All right, so we get to the pre-chorus. It does this. We get back to the... which is my favorite texture of the whole thing. I can't believe you put that in there. So then underneath that, there's this other amazing keyboard, which is doing this. It's completely, I mean, the Stranger Things guys are like, wait, what? So, together. So remember that thing when I was like, all right, remember this? So while the go-go bells is happening on this track, they buried this. So it goes. So if you put that in with what Lenny Castro is playing, it goes like this. Hold on, let me take the other bits out. You get this. So it goes. Total higher love vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that was another thing that was kind of cool, was as I did the session, I then got to go back and open other sessions and show them the things that they had clearly been listening to influence that bit. So I'd be like, oh, here's the Toto bit that they were clearly listening to that made this happen and blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
So it was a really, really cool session. And John was in there and everyone from the band was in there and Greg Fillinganes and actually Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis showed up. Teddy Riley was in the chat, which was pretty cool. So that's that little bit. And then in the ending... we get these other bells. Beautiful. So many. Different chords. All right, so then there's another keyboard track that does this on the ending, which is Buttes. With these keys. There's all of
another the, reason to have headphones for this
song. Oh, yeah,
the stereo, that's Spike Stent is incredible. He's a genius, man. Spike's one of my favorite mixers. All right, so then we go, and then there's the mandatory organ track, which does... this is all going on in the background the whole time. Going to church. And at the end, it does these big wind-ups. Song. With the this one? The acoustic. It's amazing. So that's all happening. And then, of course, because it's John Mayer, there's got to be 97 tracks of guitar. So we'll start with the first one, which is the main meat and potatoes of the guitar track, which is just doing this beautiful Steve Lukather. Another guitar over the top of that, which is doing this. It goes a little beefy. We'll put the other one in. Mm-hmm. saxophones, you can hear how this one's like really dry right down the middle. Right? And then this one's all reverbed and beautifully delayed. Sort of washes out on the side of the phones. And then this together. And then there's the main guitar 3, of course, and that one is doing this over the top of all of that stuff. On the beginning, it goes... you can hear that delay on the far right. So together... Brilliant. And then this little guitar that happens... still doing this. It's country vibe with the other, with the main guitar. And as John said, it was like so much care taken over each moment, because that's what you hear when you listen to these old recordings that I do on the session, is that so much care taken, so much thought about the different sounds and everything. So this is the chorus guitar does this, which is a little bit jankier or chankier, and together you get all this. So it sounds like one guitar when you're listening to the song is actually four of them. And then in the, I know, it's just ludicrous. So they did the pre-chorus. They're one of the great guitar players that we always hear on the session, especially when it comes to MJ stuff, is a guy by the name of Paul Jackson Jr., who is just a G. Like, his stuff on PYT is breathtaking. So this is Johan completely ripping off Paul Jackson Jr. These little... beautiful. And then at the end, he goes... total bold Paul Jackson Jr. riff. Put this in with it. So we've heard that vibe. It's, I mean, there's so much thought happening. All right, so then, they, remember that little thing where I was like, remember that bit? Well, that bit does this on the guitar.
The go-go bells?
Yep. All right, so if we do that, and then we put that in with those keyboards that we heard earlier, it does this. Right, and then there's keys 4, which does this with it. We put in Lenny, and it goes like this. It's ridiculous. So I was like, I found it. It goes like this. Just... so, just, like, it's so meta that they were like, just, you know, they were put in there for me to discover them, and then discover them, and then I get to play them and point them out. All right, so the ending, there's this brilliant guitar lead that John plays over the ending. It's this thing. We'll be right back. And you're right, Frank. That is a Soldano amplifier. I can't believe you managed to hear that. I mean, it was your ear.
It's getting better.
It's getting so good. It's getting so good. All right. So and now this guy, prepare to just, you know. It's like that with this dude.
If you want to roll me, then you got to roll me all night long. And if you want to use me, then you got to use me till I'm gone. I'm not a fallen angel, I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time. If you don't want to love me, let me go. I'm running for the last train, I'm running for the last train home. If you want to know me, then you gotta know me through and through.
And, if- and yeah, that's happening at the same time as the agogo bells and all of the other stuff, yes.
And if you're gonna hurt me, then you gotta hold me next to you. No matter how you work it, things go wrong. I put my heart where it don't belong. So if you're coming with me, let me know. Maybe you're the last train. Maybe you're the last train home. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender.
All right, so I don't want to run out of time. There's a little bit more of those, but the fireworks display on the end of this song is the
John on top of himself.
That's John on top of himself. Was probably exactly how he'd like it. Let's be honest with you. If you know what I'm saying. But so Maren Morris sings over the end, and I don't want to give her short shrift. So then Maren comes in and does this for the last outro chorus.
I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train. Ooh. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. I surrender. Oh, yeah.
And she does this. So then all three of the vocals together are this.
I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender. I'm on the last train running.
It's So beautiful. And then John, you know, was very generous with informing everybody in the chat that, you know, what I'd done to sort of inspire the record and all that. I mean, I'd really like it if you mentioned it in a Rolling Stone article. I don't think it would kill you, Mayor, to just maybe once in a national press outlet to mention how important I was. But hey, you know what? A tree falling in a forest, nobody's around to hear it. That's just how it works, I suppose.
Welcome to our world, Christian.
Well, it's good to be part of a morning show team, really, in there. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check out Sob Rock. It's my joke is that it's the first Mayo record I've heard where I don't think he's trying to get laid with every single song. It's so good. It's so beautiful. It's a great road trip record. A friend of mine who's a metalhead was like, dude, wasn't really into it. Gave it 2 listens at the house, and then I was driving, and I was like, nah. He's like, it's the perfect road trip album, and it really is. So give Sob Rock a spin. Even if you haven't been into John's stuff prior, definitely give this record a check. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to be on Session IG Live on Instagram today. We're doing the Smiths tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and then Pantera tomorrow night. And then Wednesday is going to be awesome because Jimmy Jam has actually completely reconfigured his schedule so that he can sit in the chat with us. And we're going to do Janet Jackson's Control at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. So 6 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday on the Session IG Live. Just go on there and follow and set notifications, and then Christian James Ham for my regular one. And I've had to cancel all of my sessions. They've all been shifted to November, so sorry to everybody about that, but I just think it's the safest thing to do considering what we're currently dealing with. So thanks for having me, and everybody, check out Sob Rock. Have a great rest of the week, and thank y'alls.
That was good.
Train running, and it's a
Need more go-go bells.
Never too many go-go bells in my life.
Right, let's take a quick break. We're coming right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Nobody escapes.
Heidi. Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Want to talk some tech and some food? They're not together.
Okay.
It's either tech or food, okay?
Okay.
Circle K. Is it a tech story or a food story?
Tech story.
No, food.
You're going food?
Yeah.
Well, how to be right. It's tech story. Circle K jumps into the cryptocurrency by rolling out a huge Bitcoin ATM network. Yep. Bitcoin is back up. Maybe this is one of the reasons, despite what you may personally think about cryptocurrency, it continues to eke its way into our everyday lives. And I guess this past Thursday, Circle K, a convenience store chain, announced it has cut a deal with Bitcoin Depot to create a Bitcoin ATM network that will encompass more than 700 machines. So, there you go.
You go to that to get nothing out of it, correct? Hey, I just got to stop real quick. I got to get nothing out of the ATM.
No, it converts it to cash, dummy.
It's cash. So basically,
so I go into my Bitcoin account and take a little bit out.
You can take a little cash out, go buy some hot dogs, Circle K.
Buy my lotto tickets because I'm getting rich one way or another.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Dummy.
All right. Let's see. Tech or food?
Okay.
Let's see. Japan.
Food.
No, it is food. Yeah, Pizza Hut launches new 10 meat decathlon pizza in Japan.
Too much. I can't even. Meat. I couldn't even right. name. Are we round tabling meat?
Round table. It's a meat off. Mm-hmm. All right, you go first.
Are we getting specific? Steak. Is that what we're doing?
I guess.
Okay, beef.
I mean, we're just naming.
Okay, beef.
Well, Jesus Christ, you're taking.
No, I'm not taking two. Are we taking? I mean,
no. Well, I think the idea is name a meat that goes on a pizza.
Yeah.
And we're going to see if we can't come up with 10. Like, what meats would go on the pizza?
All right.
Steak?
I never ordered steak on my pizza. I mean, that just seems like...
Not yet.
A real like, insult to steak.
Sausage.
Sausage.
Right?
Write these down, Eric. Sausage.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Eric?
Well, I'm writing things down.
You can't think of right? How'd you get through life?
Ham.
I can't write a check because I have to think about how much it is and write the letters and numbers. Oh, my God.
I can't think about my meat and listen to other people's meat and write them down.
I can think about my meat and watch other people's meat all day long. All right. A hamburger. Mm. So we got 4 meats on this pizza so far, the decathlon meat pizza. What do you got, Corey?
Bacon.
Bacon. Yes. Heidi?
Anchovies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess I'll give it to you.
Fish meat.
It is fish meat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Chicken. All right.
I mean,
we got 8 meats on this pizza. We need 2 more meats.
Wow. Yeah, I got nothing.
I know we're kind of stuck here.
I'm good. I'm
Eric?
Good to go.
Salami? Can you put salami on a pizza? You can, right?
Sure.
I guess you could.
Yeah.
All right. Pork rib meat. No. But that'd be delicious. Barbecue pork pizza? All right.
Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
Isn't that ham?
That is ham, isn't it?
Okay, wait. Pastrami.
Pastrami. Did you say pastrami?
No, I said salami. Pastrami on a pizza?
You could. Bologna. All right, Heidi.
Prosciutto.
What the hell's that?
Prosciutto.
All right. Is that 10 meats?
Yes.
Let's see if we got them right.
Okay.
Let's see. They have bacon.
Okay, so no more Corey's.
Another thick sliced bacon.
Well, come on.
Well, that would be pork, Frank.
Or center cut.
Another aged bacon.
Oh, shut up. Come on, we're just doing bacon. Now move on.
We got teriyaki chicken on it.
Okay, so that was Johnny's.
Charcoal grilled beef ribs. I said pork
ribs.
It's beef rib meat.
Mm-hmm.
Beef bulgogi.
Okay.
Pulled pork. Rough sliced sausage. Wow.
Mm. Looks like that was a little rough sliced.
And let's see, basic pizza staples, pepperoni and Italian sausage. That's what they got on it.
That looks horrible.
It does, kind
of. It's too much. Too much of the same thing, then you just lose all the flavor. You can't taste anything because it's just all coming at you.
Looks like a porta potty at a barbecue festival.
Ugh. Like, get a couple separate pizzas
somebody
to put that,
more.
Put that stuff on. Like, you want all those, that's fine. Let's get 10 pizzas.
It's only being sold at participating Pizza Huts in Japan, so.
Yeah.
We're not going to get it.
Swing and a miss. It's too much.
All right. Tech or food? Sorry, kids.
Tech.
Nope, it's food.
Ah, damn it. I was doing so well.
Yeah, adults have faced a lot of product shortages throughout this pandemic, like toilet paper, hand sanitizer, bleach, cleaning supplies, gas, garden gnomes, ketchup, grape nuts, Milano cookies, pocket change. And now it's really hitting those 8-year-olds because juice boxes are shortage and chicken nuggets.
Mm.
See. Don't piss off the 8-year-olds.
Wait a second. There's a juice box shortage when you go to a fast food place? That's what you're talking about?
There's a shortage across the food supply chain.
Huh.
So they want the USDA wants 8-year-olds to remain calm.
By the way, your kid should probably be drinking water.
More than juice box?
That's none of that stuff's good for them. Sugary juices?
That's what they like.
I was never allowed to have that. I wish.
Look how you turned out.
See, I'm fine.
Might as well give him a juice box. Gave her water. Look how she turned out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You want your daughter to be like me?
Yeah, water makes lesbians.
It's all how you lick it.
You lick your water. Ew. She drinks like an old dog. Slaps it up. All right. Tech or food? Oh, wow. $20,000.
Food.
That is food. A 13-year-old Australian girl named Riley Stewart was eating Doritos last week. She came across a puffy chip, which isn't that different from the 3D Doritos. Seen those?
3D I have Doritos? Not. No.
She posted on TikTok and asked people if she should eat it or try to sell it. She listed it on eBay and supposedly has offers of up to $100,000 for basically a 3D Dorito that was in a regular Dorito bag. Has the world gone insane?
I mean, I don't even know when somebody does buy it. How do you ship it? What do you do? I don't know. Plexiglass?
That's when Doritos stepped in and offered Riley $20,000 for the chip. Not because they went to investigate it. It's just a chip that has a big pocket of air inside. They just saw an opportunity to turn it into a marketing thing. So they're going to give $20,000 for finding it.
Let's see.
I really do hate this.
Oh, yeah. Or do I take the 20 from Doritos or do I sell it for almost 100 grand on eBay? What do I do?
All right. Tech or food? Wow. Recall.
Food.
Tech.
Oh.
GM has issued a second recall of its Bolt electric vehicles over a battery issue that can cause fires. Probably should have read this one first.
Oh.
Yeah. Priorities.
Now I want to get that puffy chip out there first before your car catches fire and kills you.
I've never even seen one of these.
The Chevy Bolt? It's like the Chevy Volt.
No, I've seen
a hybrid. Are you talking about puffy chip?
No. I've seen the Chevy Volt, but you said GMC Bolt.
The GM Bolt recall.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh.
GM makes that. Recall affects roughly 69,000 vehicles.
What's wrong with
2017, it? 2019. Well, I guess it's a defect. Battery can result in fires. And you can get your battery replaced free of charge, and you'll be notified when the parts are ready. So what are you supposed to do in the meantime? Drive it around?
I guess you probably shouldn't drive it around.
GM recommends Bolt owners not park their vehicles inside or leave them charging overnight unattended.
You mean, what, inside your garage?
Yes, like, leave it outside and don't charge it unless you're watching it be charged.
Oh, yeah, that's because I got all the time in the world to go watch my car get charged.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to cut into my paint drying time.
Yeah.
Well, if you got it, you're trying to help the planet, now you'd be stressed out. Your car's going to catch fire and burn your house down.
Mm-hmm. It truly is. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah, stress. It's been a stressful time. Obviously, the last year it has been pretty stressful. A new poll came up with a list of the 30 most stressful situations in the 30 spot.
Car catching fire from its battery?
No, you figured that'd be up there.
Yeah.
But in the 30 spot, this is the most stressful situations, top 30.
Okay.
What to wear as you come out of lockdown, choosing post-lockdown outfits.
Okay.
I'm so stressed.
Sweatpants and a t-shirt. You're fine. No one cares. This is what I've learned.
I've had this kind of... accidentally liking an old photo of someone on social media.
Oh,
it's like, how deep did I go into their social media? It's like, damn, stalker.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, God, 2015, unlike, 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 tap, tap, tap.
Yeah. Wow, she got on Instagram when she was 17. Oops.
Unlike. Let me scroll forward a few more years.
Seeing people post lockdown socializing posts. Lockdown?
Oh, when everybody's, we're on lockdown, but then people are all gathered at some house party. You're like, what?
Dating's being stressing people out. Having accidentally double booked social events. Oh, come on. I don't care about that. Bumping into an ex-partner.
I mean, I left a full cart at Target. I mean, probably $500.
That did stress you out.
$500 worth of stuff at Target. And I rounded the corner and saw my ex. And I just left the cart and left the store.
Getting a stain on your clothes, stressful. What to wear to an event, another thing, what to wear, just, who cares? Attending a meeting.
Ugh.
Problems with your skin. Ew.
Well, you are dry. You need serious help.
I know. I'm turning into
somebody
a statue.
Somebody needs to lube you every day.
See?
Oh, my God.
It's my elbow. That's what my elbow sounds like.
Here's mine.
Yep, can't hear it.
No, you should be able to hear your elbows, Ken.
You should be able to rub your elbow. It's sandpaper. Got grit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Driving on unknown roads. Saying the wrong thing to a friend. Never worried about that.
No, you certainly don't.
Forgetting what to say when doing a presentation.
Oh, that would stress you. Imagine having to get up in front of somebody and do that and like memorize what you're going to say. That would be stressful.
Traffic is stressing people out, a disagreement with a partner, not being able to get to sleep, job interviews, running late, family problems. Number one is health problems.
Yeah.
It's stressing people out. It's just basic general health problems. So I guess that's what this whole COVID thing, people stressed out about it, vaccine or no vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people look up stuff online first. They go, like you do.
I do.
You go to whatever, WebMD, and then you're like, my toe hurts, am I dying? And it'll probably give you some reason your toe hurts and probably you're dying.
Yeah, right.
And then you go to the doctor to get it checked out. Then you tell the doctor, because you've already pre-diagnosed yourself, what's going on. I got toe cancer.
I think it might be gout.
What? No, it's not.
Well, somebody on Reddit asked doctors to name the dumbest things they've heard from patients who decided to be their own doctors.
Ooh, yeah, tell me.
Let's see. A guy showed up to the ER with a minor cut and there was red powder all over his hand. Turned out he put paprika on it to stop the bleeding.
Oh my God. He must have just watched some war movie where they put gunpowder in there to
Yep.
Pack it in.
All he had was paprika. Uh-huh. A lady called her doctor to ask if her hemorrhoid cream would still work on vacation because she read you're only supposed to apply it locally.
Oh, Frank, no. That's like a Johnny Dad joke.
No, it's true.
Come on.
Someone had a cut that was seriously infected. It turned out they rubbed dirt in it because they heard it would stimulate the immune response. The doctor mentioned that his back was hurting, and the person he was talking to immediately diagnosed him with spine cancer. They were wrong. A woman read that drinking your own urine was a good idea, then only drank that and ended up in the hospital with kidney issues.
Yeah, you're going to have that.
She only drank urine. Oh, my God. Can you imagine her breath?
Oof.
And a baby had really bad diaper rash because the mom had been pouring water into the new diapers before putting them on. She said she thought you were supposed to because diaper ads always show people pouring liquid in them.
Frank.
This is who we live around. People pass us on a daily basis in cars.
That's terrifying.
Absolute morons.
It should be funny, but it's not. It's terrifying.
Terrifying. Embarrassing. You ever gone to the store and you bought something and you're too embarrassed by just having that one thing that you needed, so you put other stuff in the basket?
That definitely happens when you're younger, but then you get to a certain age and you don't. I mean, you're like, I need tampons, and what if I run into something from high school?
Let's do a round table, the last round table of the day, of something that you would purchase that you're too embarrassed to buy alone, so you throw something else on the cart.
Vagisil.
Vagisil. Good one for the vaginal itching.
Mm-hmm.
Jergens lotion.
That's just lotion.
Well.
But a guy buying just Jergens lotion?
The only thing you're buying is the industrial Jergens.
The big one.
Get a specific trip to Costco for the double Jerg.
Yeah, you want to be like
32 ounces.
Oh, I better buy something else with this.
All right, I'll give it to you. Jergens lotion. If you want to play 818-955-2955, the embarrassing thing to purchase so you throw something else on the belt. What do you got?
Hemorrhoid cream.
Hemorrhoid cream. Yeah, good one. Don't want to. Flies, you have what? Hemorrhoids, and they burn an itch.
Yep.
I bought one of those vibrators that you get in the adult section of CVS that you wear around you, but
what?
It's for her.
You bought a vibrating C-ring at CVS?
Yeah, they sell it.
I didn't even know they sold
that. Yeah, Trojan makes them.
What else do you throw on the belt?
Well, then I was like, whoa, I got to get
a cucumber
else.
And some Jergens.
She's definitely going to have some itching.
Yeah.
So I threw gum on there for some reason. I thought that would make it better. It made it way worse.
Oh, way worse. Ooh, now you're just picturing going.
Yeah. Oh. You chewed a big wad of Hubba Bubba looking down at yourself. All right, Corey, what's the embarrassing product you would throw other stuff on the cart?
I'm still going through the tampon thing.
Tampons.
You know. Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Good answer. All right, Heidi?
Monistat 7.
That's another for yeasty, itchy stuff.
When you have a yeast infection,
my God. You're on Vagitil and Monistat.
Mm-hmm.
A home enema bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The home enema.
It's like, what are you trying to get out?
Yeah.
Well, I know what you're trying to get out.
Now everybody knows.
Condoms.
Condoms, good one. Yeah, condoms, I think, are the number one answer as far as, like, most embarrassing products.
But why, as a guy, you're like, yeah, look at me, I'm getting laid. Why is that embarrassing?
Because you're not buying the Magnums.
You're in the kids section?
Yeah. You're buying page turners?
Oh, yeah. Like like bookkeepers and accountants wear?
Right. Eric, you're up to you now. Embarrassing thing to buy?
Medical shampoo.
Oh, for...
For anything.
For nits?
For lice or lice. For my head condition, which my scalp was like... You guys called it ringworm for
scabies.
Years?
Yeah.
For a long time until I got medicated shampoo.
Oh.
Yeah, condoms number one, head lice number four, head lice treatment.
There you go, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Hemorrhoid cream was on there. Period products, so Corey's on the board.
Yeah.
And the rest, I mean, good answers, but didn't make top five.
What about pregnancy test?
Pregnancy test, yep. Oh.
The anti-period product.
The I wish I'd gotten my period product.
Let's see. Emergency contraceptives.
Yeah. See, the home pregnancy test is only embarrassing if you don't want the baby.
Well, that's why you're getting it, because you don't want the baby.
No, that's not true at all. Some people are really excited, like, oh my God, I think I'm going to go. I can't wait. No, I can't wait to go to the doctor. Yeah, I want to take it at home.
If you're trying, then you're probably going to go to your doctor.
I know, but if you're, I don't have my appointment until Tuesday, and I think I might be. I want to take one early. I'm excited. Then you're telling everybody, like, we're trying.
You probably got those at home already, like, stacked up, ready to go, just in case.
Yeah.
bed bug spray. You know, they had that. Head lice treatment, hemorrhoid cream, diarrhea relief. There's another one. Imodium.
Uh-huh.
Pregnancy test, adult diapers for incontinence. Oh, that's got to be sad. Throwing those up on there. I'll take these adult diapers and this gum. Period product.
Jergens lotion.
Cold sore treatment.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
Anna has one. Hello, Anna.
Hi, guys.
What embarrassing product did you buy, but you threw something else in the bag?
Oh, my God. So I have, like, constipation issues, and I buy Miralax, and it comes in, like, this massive bottle.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'd like throw a ton of stuff in the cart just to hide it so no one can see. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I guess because the cashier is going to see it, but
it's
for
it
other people. Yeah. It's like when I'm waiting in line, I want to look at my Miralax.
Yes, and then at Costco, it's like two big containers, so it's like really embarrassing.
Ugh.
Thank you. And I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go to Bellator MMA.
Oh, my God. No, wait. Can you give me John Mayer? Please, please, please.
I don't have John Mayer.
Oh.
All right. I'll hold off on that in case we do get John Mayer tomorrow. Thank you, Anna.
First, I thought she was really excited about the MMA.
I was like, wow, somebody's a little excited about that featherweight championship.
Mm.
That's not. All right.
I have one more.
Oh.
Porn.
Mm.
Back in the day when you used to buy a Playboy.
Oh, yeah.
Like you kind of have to, like, hide it.
And your bottle of Jergens.
Yeah. Well, you buy those for two separate places. You know,
yeah, you got to go to two stores. Two stores.
Go to Rite Aid afterwards.
All right, Eric, you got one last news for us.
Sure I do. I never bought porn, though.
Really?
Never.
You stole yours.
Yes. No, I got it from other people. Why would you buy porn?
You've never, as an adult man, bought a Playboy?
No. Why?
It's a problem, Eric.
All right, here's what's not a problem. Absolute Airflow. They're a solution, not a problem. They're Southern California's most trusted air conditioning, heating, and plumbing. You can call them today, 833-482-2626, or go to absoluteairflow.com. All right, let's get real freaked out by the new COVID numbers. Yay! LA County reported 2,089 new cases of COVID, 4 additional deaths. If you're keeping track, we were keeping track of all the days that we've gone over 1,000. Now we're over 2,000, so we get to keep track of that. The number of coronavirus patients in county hospitals continued to rise, increasing to 745. That's from 716. There were 161 in ICU, up from 154.
Is that locally?
Yes, all LA County. Okay. Health officials are blaming what?
Delta variant.
Yes, you got it.
Do they give you the ages of the people who are hospitalized?
They don't, but they do say it's mostly unvaccinated people.
Okay.
Reminding you to...
Yes, if you're vaccinated, you still can get it.
Yep.
You just probably won't end up in the hospital. Your symptoms won't be as severe.
You might
and
be one of these...
once you get it, it's severe. It's too late. And people are like, please give me the vaccine. It's like, sorry, too late for that.
Yeah. Did you see that story? Yeah. That nurse said some people's dying words were... Can I still get the vaccine? She's like, I'm sorry, it's too late.
Nope.
Whoa.
Yeah. We are going in the wrong direction. That's what Anthony Fauci says. He describes himself now as very frustrated. He said recommending that vaccinated people wear masks is now under active consideration by the government's leaders. And they may also recommend booster shots for people with suppressed immune systems. So this total numbers nationwide, Frank, 163 million people, or 49% of the U.S. population, are fully vaccinated now. So we're at half fully vaccinated.
Now we have to wear masks to protect those who didn't get vaccinated from themselves.
Well, Fauci is also under investigation, so maybe we should take everything he says with a grain of salt. Who knows?
What for?
Well, Rand Paul, remember they argued last week, and Rand Paul said, you're lying to the American people.
You, sir, are the liar.
Yeah. You funded this, what they call, gain-of-function research at Wuhan. Gain-of-function basically means they modify a virus to become worse. So he's saying that's what was happening in Wuhan.
And why would we do that?
I don't know why you would ever fund that. No matter Wuhan or America or where. Why would we want to make viruses worse? But evidently, that's what Rand Paul is saying Fauci did. So he says he lied to Congress. So now he has asked the DOJ to bring charges against him for lying. The Tokyo Olympics resumed today. Many eyes are on the men's gymnastics team final, where Team USA is looking to earn a medal in the team competition for the first time since 2008, when they got the bronze. Later in the day, Katie Ledecky returns to the pool for a 1,500-meter freestyle heat. Team USA will also be in action for women's basketball when they open their Olympic run against Nigeria. A couple of quick rock stories in the Rock Report. Megadeth's Dave Mustaine has officially confirmed news that fans have been waiting for. I didn't know that he was doing this, but he's doing a bunch of cameos now. You know, where you pay celebrities to say happy birthday or whatever you want.
Yeah.
You get a little custom video for somebody. Well, evidently, he's been leaking information about the new record on cameo appearances. So he has confirmed the new album is called The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. Very uplifting.
Oh, seriously.
I guess when your name is Megadeth, then it's appropriate. Mustaine also shared that the title would also be a song on the record. Like I said, he's been making videos for fans on Cameo and sometimes using it to reveal details about the band's future plans. So if you ever want to know anything about Megadeth and their future, just hire them to do a Cameo video. And we may soon be seeing STP back on the road. In a new interview, bassist Robert DeLeo says he can't wait to get back on the road. He says it's great because our first show is up in Sturgis. It's a great way to kick off not being able to play those songs for 2 years now. So they're anxious to get back on the road and play for people because they haven't done it in almost 2 years. And that's your Rock Report and that's your news.
All right,
brought to you by Absolute Airport.
Time to apologize and go home.
All right, let's apologize to Thumper, Matthew Lillard, Fencers, and the Holiday Inn Holodome.
8-year-olds Jackie Mason, skateboarders and cheating Russians.
Agoraphobics Jonathan Lipnicki, Dikembe Mutombo, and Cleveland.
Celebrity chefs, the Scotia Lodge, Barbara Corcoran, and Crackhead Chris.
Booger Eaters, the Norwegian women's handball team, Uber Eats drivers, and Indiana residents.
Librarians, John Mayer, Old Dogs, and barbecue festivals. You really have to listen to the whole show, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We're Heidi and Frank.
KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 955KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 955 KLOS.